The Book of Exodus. Chapter 1. And these were the names of the sons of Israel who came into Egypt with Jacob, they each one came in with his house. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 75 souls, Joseph being in Egypt. And Joseph died, and all his brothers and all that generation. And the sons of Israel were fruitful and increased very much, and multiplied, and became very strong, and the land was filled with them. And a new king arose over Egypt, who had not known Joseph. And he said to his people, Behold, the people of the sons of Israel are many and stronger than we. Come, let us deal craftily towards them, lest they multiply, and it shall be that when war occurs they will also add to our enemies, and will fight against us and go up from the land. And they put over them slave masters in order to afflict them with their burdens. And he built store cities for Pharaoh, Pithon and Ramses. And as much as they afflicted them, so much they multiplied and so much they spread. And they were afraid before the sons of Israel. And Egypt made the sons of Israel to serve with harshness. And they made their lives bitter by hard service, in clay, and in bricks, and in all work in the field, all their work which they made them do with harshness. And the king of Egypt said to the midwives of the Hebrews, of whom the name of one was Shiphrah, and the name of the second, Puah. And he said, When you midwife the Hebrew women, and look on the birthstools, if it is a son, you will kill him, and if it is a daughter, it shall live. And the midwives feared Elohim, and they did not do as the king of Egypt said to them. And they kept the male children alive. And the king of Egypt called to the midwives and said to them, Why do you do this thing and keep alive the male children? And the midwives said to Pharaoh, Because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are vigorous. Before the midwives come to them they bear. And Elohim dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and became exceedingly strong. And it was, because the midwives feared Elohim, he made houses for them. And Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, Every son that is born, you shall cast him into the river. And you shall keep alive every daughter. Chapter 2. And a man went from the house of Levi and took a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bore a son, and she saw him, that he was beautiful. And she concealed him 3 months. And she was not able to hide him any longer, and she took a basket for him made of papyrus, and she daubed it with bitumen and with pitch. And she put the child in it, and placed it in the reeds by the lip of the Nile. And his sister took her stand from a distance, to know what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh went down to bathe at the Nile. And her slave women were walking on the side of the Nile. And she saw the basket in the midst of the reeds, and sent her slave girl and took it. And she opened it and saw the child, and behold, a boy crying. And she had pity on him and said, This one is of the children of the Hebrews. And his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, Shall I go and call a woman for you, a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for you? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, Go. And the girl went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give your wages. And the woman took the child and nursed him. And the child grew, and she brought him to the daughter of Pharaoh. And he became a son to her, and she called his name Moses, and said, Because I drew him out of the water. And it happened in those days, when Moses was grown, and he went out to his brothers and looked upon their burdens. And he saw an Egyptian man strike a Hebrew man of his brothers. And he turned here and there and saw that no man was there. And he struck the Egyptian and hit him in the sand. And he went out on the second day, and behold, two men, Hebrews, were fighting. And he said to the guilty one, Why should you strike your neighbor? And he said, Who appointed you as a man, a ruler and a judge over us? Are you saying to kill me, as you killed the Egyptian? And Moses feared, and said, Surely the thing is known. And Pharaoh heard this word, and he sought to kill Moses. And Moses fled from before Pharaoh, and lived in the land of Midian. And he sat down by the well. And the priest of Midian had 7 daughters. And they came and drew and filled the troughs to water their father's flocks. And the shepherds came and drove them away, and Moses rose up and saved them, and watered their flocks. And they came to their father Reuel, and he said, Why have you hurried to come today? And they said, An Egyptian man rescued us from the hand of the shepherds, and he even drew for us and watered the flock. And he said to his daughters, And where is he? Why then have you left the man? Call him, and let him eat bread. And Moses consented to live with the man, and he gave his daughter Zipporah to Moses. And she bore a son, and he called his name Gershom, for he said, I have become an alien in a foreign land. And it happened after many days that the king of Egypt died, and the sons of Israel groaned from the slavery. And they cried, and their cry went up to Elohim from the slavery. And Elohim heard their groaning, and Elohim remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And Elohim saw the sons of Israel, and Elohim understood them. Chapter 3. And Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock behind the wilderness and came to the mountain of the Elohim, to Horeb. And the messenger of Yahweh appeared to him in a flame of fire from the middle of a thorn bush. And he looked, and behold, the thorn bush was burning with fire, and the thorn bush was not burned up. And Moses said, I will turn aside now and see this great sight, why the thorn bush is not burned up. And Yahweh saw that he turned aside to see, and Elohim called to him from the midst of the thorn bush, and said, Moses! Moses! And he said, I am here. And he said, Do not come near here. Pull off your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he feared to look upon the Elohim. And Yahweh said, Surely, I have seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry from before their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I have come down to deliver them from the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from that land to a good and broad land, to a land flowing with milk and honey. To the place of the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Amorite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. And now, behold, the cry of the sons of Israel has come to me, and I also have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians are oppressing them. And now, come, and I will send you to Pharaoh, and you bring my people out, the sons of Israel out of Egypt. And Moses said to the Elohim, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring out the sons of Israel from Egypt? And he said, I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you, when you bring out the people from Egypt, you shall serve Elohim on this mountain. And Moses said to the Elohim, Behold, I shall come to the sons of Israel and say to them, The Elohe of your fathers has sent me to you, and they will say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? And Elohim said to Moses, Ayah, Asher, Ayah, and he said, You shall say this to the sons of Israel, Ayah, has sent me to you. And Elohim said to Moses again, You shall say this to the sons of Israel, Yahweh, the Elohe of your fathers, the Elohe of Abraham, the Elohe of Isaac, and the Elohe of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is how I should be remembered from generation to generation. Go, and gather the elders of Israel and say to them, Yahweh, the Elohe of your fathers has appeared to me, the Elohe of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, Visiting I have visited you and have seen what is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up from the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanite, the Hittite, and the Amorite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, to a land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall listen to your voice, and you shall come in, you and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt. And you shall say to him, Yahweh, the Elohe of the Hebrews has met us, and now, please let us go for a journey of 3 days into the wilderness, and let us sacrifice to Yahweh our Elohim. And I know that the king of Egypt will not permit you to go, not even by a strong hand. And I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in its midst, and afterward he will send you away. And I will give this people favor in the eyes of Egypt, and it shall be, when you go, you will not go empty. And each woman shall ask of her neighbor, and from the stranger in her house, articles of silver, and articles of gold, and garments, and you shall put these on your sons and on your daughters. And you shall plunder Egypt. Chapter 4. And Moses answered and said, And behold, they will not believe me and will not listen to my voice. For they will say, Yahweh has not appeared to you. And Yahweh said to him, What is this in your hand? And he said, A staff. And he said, Throw it to the ground. And he threw it to the ground, and it became a hissing creature. And Moses fled from its face. And Yahweh said to Moses, Reach out your hand and take it by the tail. And he sent out his hand and caught it, and it became a staff in his palm, so that they may believe that Yahweh the Elohe of their fathers has appeared to you, the Elohe of Abraham, the Elohe of Isaac, and the Elohe of Jacob. And Yahweh said to him again, Now put your hand into your bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and he brought it out, and behold, his hand was leprous like snow. And he said, Put your hand back into your bosom. And he put his hand back into his bosom, and he brought it out from his bosom, and behold, it had returned like his flesh. And it shall be, if they will not believe you and will not listen to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the latter sign. And it shall be, if they will not believe these two signs also, and will not listen to your voice, you shall take of the water of the Nile and pour it on the dry land. And the water which you take from the Nile shall become blood on the dry land. And Moses said to Yahweh, O Yahweh, I am not a man of words, either from yesterday or the third day, nor since you have been speaking to your bondslave. For I am heavy of mouth and heavy of tongue. And Yahweh said to him, Who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the dumb, or the deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Is it not I, Yahweh? And now go, and I will be with your mouth, and will teach you what you shall speak. And he said, O Yahweh, please send by the hand of him whom you will send. And the anger of Yahweh glowed against Moses. And he said, Do I not know your brother, Aaron the Levite, that he can speak well? And behold, he also is coming out to meet you, and he will see you and be glad in his heart. And you shall speak to him, and you shall put the words in his mouth. And I will be with your mouth, and with his mouth, and I will teach you what you shall do. And he shall speak for you to the people. And it shall be, he shall be a mouth for you, and you shall be a mighty one for him. And you shall take this staff in your hand by which you do the signs. And Moses went and returned to his father-in-law Jethro, and said to him, Please let me go and return to my brothers who are in Egypt, and see whether they are still alive. And Jethro said to Moses, Go in peace. And Yahweh said to Moses in Midian, Go. Return to Egypt. For all the men are dead, those seeking your life. And Moses took his wife and his sons and made them ride on a donkey. And he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the staff of the Elohim in his hand. And Yahweh said to Moses, As you go to return to Egypt, see all the wonders which I have put in your hand, and do them before Pharaoh. And I will harden his heart, and he will not send the people away. And you shall speak to Pharaoh, so says Yahweh, My son, my firstborn is Israel. And I said to you, Send my son away, and let him serve me, and you refuse to send him. Behold, I am about to kill your son, your firstborn. And it happened on the way, in the lodging place, Yahweh met him and sought to kill him. And Zipporah took a stone and cut off her son's foreskin, and caused it to touch his feet. And she said, You are a bridegroom of blood to me. And he pulled back from him. Then she said, A bridegroom of blood, for the circumcision. And Yahweh said to Aaron, Go to the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went and met him in the mountain of the Elohim, and he kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of Yahweh with which he had sent him, and all the signs which he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron went on and gathered all the elders of the sons of Israel. And Aaron spoke all the words which Yahweh had spoken to Moses. And he did the signs before the people. And the people believed. And they heard that Yahweh had visited the sons of Israel, and that he had seen their affliction. And they bowed and worshipped. Chapter 5. And afterward Moses and Aaron came in and said to Pharaoh, So says Yahweh the Elohim of Israel, Send away my people, and they shall feast to me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, Who is Yahweh that I should listen to his voice to send away Israel? I do not know Yahweh, and I also will not send Israel away. And they said, The Elohim of the Hebrews has met with us. Now let us go a journey of 3 days into the wilderness and sacrifice to Yahweh our Elohim, lest he fall on us with plague or with sword. And the king of Egypt said to them, Moses and Aaron, why do you loose the people from their work? You go to your burdens. And Pharaoh said, Behold, the people of the land are many now, and you make them cease from their burdens. And Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters of the people, and their overseers, that day, saying, You shall not go on giving straw to the people to make bricks, as yesterday and the third day. They shall go and pick up straw for themselves. And the fixed number of bricks which they were making yesterday and the third day you shall put on them. You shall not diminish from it. For they are idle, so they are crying, saying, Let us go, let us sacrifice to our Elohim. Let the bondage be heavy on the men, that they may work in it, and may not trust in the lying words. And the taskmasters of the people, and their overseers went out and spoke to the people, saying, Pharaoh has said this, I will not give you straw. You go take straw for yourselves from wherever you may find it. For not a thing will be reduced from your work. And the people scattered in all the land of Egypt to pick up stubble for straw. And the taskmasters were demanding, saying, Finish your work, the matter of a day in its day, as when there was straw. And the overseers of the sons of Israel were beaten, those whom the taskmasters of Pharaoh had put over them, saying, Why have you not finished your appointed task, to make bricks as a day ago and the day before, both yesterday and today? And the overseers of the sons of Israel came in and cried to Pharaoh, saying, Why do you do this way to your slaves? No straw is given to your slaves, and they are saying to us, Make bricks. And behold, your slaves are beaten, but your people are at fault. And he said, You are lazy and idle. So you are saying, Let us go, let us sacrifice to Yahweh. Therefore, go now and work. And straw will not be given to you, and a certain number of bricks you shall deliver. And the overseers of the sons of Israel saw themselves in affliction, saying, You shall not diminish from your bricks, the matter of a day in its day. And they met Moses and Aaron standing to meet them when they came from Pharaoh. And they said to them, May Yahweh look on you and judge, you who have made our odor to stink in Pharaoh's eyes and in the eyes of his servants, to give a sword in their hands to kill us. And Moses returned to Yahweh and said, Yahweh, why have you done evil to this people? Why then have you sent me? And since I came into Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people. And you did not certainly deliver your people. Chapter 6. And Yahweh said to Moses, Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. For he will send them away with a strong hand, yea, he will drive them out from his land with a strong hand. And Elohim spoke to Moses and said to him, I am Yahweh. And I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac and to Jacob as El Shaddai, and by my name Yahweh have I not been known to them. And I also established my covenant with them to give to them the land of Canaan, the land of their travels, in which they traveled in it. And I also have heard the groaning of the sons of Israel, whom the Egyptians are enslaving. And I have remembered my covenant. Therefore, say to the sons of Israel, I am Yahweh, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of Egypt, and will deliver you from their slavery. And I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. And I will take you for myself for a people, and I will be for you a Elohim. And you shall know that I am Yahweh your Elohim, the one bringing you out from under the burdens of Egypt. And I will bring you into the land which I raised my hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it to you for a possession. I am Yahweh. And Moses spoke to the sons of Israel. And they did not listen to Moses, from anguish of spirit and from harsh bondage. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Go, speak to Pharaoh king of Egypt, that he may send away the sons of Israel from his land. And Moses spoke before Yahweh, saying, Behold, the sons of Israel have not listened to me. And how should Pharaoh hear me, I being of uncircumcised lips? And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, and he directed them as to the sons of Israel, and as to Pharaoh king of Egypt, to bring out the sons of Israel from the land of Egypt. These were the heads of the houses of their fathers. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi, These were the families of Reuben. And the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar and Shaul, the son of a Canaanitess, these were the families of Simeon. And these were the names of the sons of Levi by their generations, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And the years of the life of Levi were 137 years. The sons of Gershon, Libni and Shimei, by their families. And the sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron and Uzziel. And the years of the life of Kohath were 133 years. And the sons of Merari, Mahli, and Mushi. These were the families of Levi according to their generations. And Amram took his aunt Jochebed to him for a wife. And she bore to him Aaron and Moses. And the years of the life of Amram were 137 years. And the sons of Izhar, Korah, Nepheg and Zikri. And the sons of Uzziel, Mishael, Elzaphan and Zithri. And Aaron took Elisheba the daughter of Aminadab, the sister of Nashon, to him for a wife. And she bore to him Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. And the sons of Korah, Asir, Elkanah and Abiasaph. These were the families of the Korahites. And Aaron's son Eleazar took of the daughters of Putiel for his wife. And she bore to him Phinehas. These were the heads of the fathers of the Levites by their families. That is the Aaron and Moses to whom Yahweh said, "Bring out the sons of Israel from the land of Egypt, according to their armies." Those were the ones speaking to Pharaoh king of Egypt to bring out the sons of Israel from Egypt, it was Moses and Aaron. And it happened on the day Yahweh spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "I am Yahweh. Speak to Pharaoh king of Egypt all which I am about to speak to you." And Moses said before Yahweh, "Behold, I am of uncircumcised lips. How could Pharaoh listen to me?" Chapter 7. And Yahweh said to Moses, "See, I have made you a Elohim to Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you, and your brother Aaron shall speak to Pharaoh. And he will send away the sons of Israel from his land. And I will harden the heart of Pharaoh. And I will multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh will not listen to you. And I will put my hand on Egypt, and will bring my armies, my people, the sons of Israel, from the land of Egypt with great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that I am Yahweh when I send forth my hand on Egypt and bring out the sons of Israel from their midst." And Moses and Aaron did as Yahweh commanded them, so they did. And Moses was a son of 80 years, and Aaron was a son of 83 years when they spoke to Pharaoh. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, "When Pharaoh speaks to you, saying, 'Give a miracle for yourselves,' you shall say to Aaron, 'Take your staff and throw it before Pharaoh, and let it become a crocodile.'" And Moses and Aaron came to Pharaoh, and they did so, as Yahweh had commanded. And Aaron threw his staff before Pharaoh and before his servants. And it became a crocodile. And Pharaoh also called wise men and the sorcerers. And they, the priests of Egypt, also performed by their secret arts. And they each one threw down his staff, and they became crocodiles. But Aaron's staff swallowed their staffs. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not listen to them, as Yahweh had said. And Yahweh said to Moses, "The heart of Pharaoh is heavy, he refuses to send away the people. Go to Pharaoh in the morning. Behold, he is about to go out to the water. And you stand to meet him on the lip of the river. And you shall take in your hand the staff that was turned into a hissing creature. And you shall say to him, 'Yahweh the Elohim of the Hebrews has sent me to you, saying, Send away my people, so that they may serve me in the wilderness. And behold, you have not listened until now.' So says Yahweh, 'By this you shall know that I am Yahweh, behold, I am about to strike the water in the river with the staff in my hand, and it shall be turned to blood. And the fish in the river will die, and the river will stink, and the Egyptians will become weary of drinking water from the river.'" And Yahweh said to Moses, "Say to Aaron, 'Take your staff, and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over the rivers, over their canals, and over their pools, and over every body of their waters, so that they may become blood. And blood shall be in all the land of Egypt, both in wooden and in stone vessels. And Moses and Aaron did so, as Yahweh had commanded. And he lifted up the staff and struck the water which was in the river before Pharaoh's eyes, and before his servants' eyes. And all the water in the river turned to blood. And the fish in the river died, and the river stunk. And the Egyptians were not able to drink water from the Nile. And the blood was in all the land of Egypt. And the magicians of Egypt did so by their secret arts. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he did not listen to them, as Yahweh had said. And Pharaoh turned and went into his house. And he did not set his heart to this also. And all the Egyptians dug around the river to drink water, for they were not able to drink from the water of the river. And 7 days were fulfilled after Yahweh struck the river. Chapter 8. And Yahweh said to Moses, Go to Pharaoh, and say to him, So says Yahweh, Send away my people that they may serve me. And if you refuse to send them away, behold, I am about to smite all your territory with frogs. And the river will swarm with frogs. And they shall go up and enter into your house, and into your bedroom, and on your couch, and into your servant's house, and on your people, and into your ovens and into your kneading troughs. And the frogs will come up on you, and on your people, and on all your servants. And Yahweh said to Moses, Say to Aaron, Stretch out your hand with your staff over the rivers, over the canals, and over the pools. And bring up frogs on the land of Egypt. And Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the priests did so with their secret arts. And they brought up the frogs on the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Moses and Aaron, and said, Pray to Yahweh that he may remove the frogs from me and from my people. And I will send away the people that they may sacrifice to Yahweh. And Moses said to Pharaoh, Glory over me. For when shall I pray for you and for your servants and for your people, to cut off the frogs from you, and from your house, that they may be left only in the river? And he said, For tomorrow. And he said, According to your word, so that you may know that none is like Yahweh our Elohim. And the frogs will depart from you, and from your houses, and from your servants, and from your people. They will only be in the river. And Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh. And Moses cried to Yahweh concerning the frogs which he had set on Pharaoh. And Yahweh did according to the word of Moses. And the frogs died from the houses, from the courts, and from the fields. And they gathered them in heaps and heaps, and the land stunk. And Pharaoh saw that there was relief. And he made his heart heavy, and he did not listen to them, as Yahweh had said. And Yahweh said to Moses, Say to Aaron, Stretch out your staff and strike the dust of the earth, and let it become lice in all the land of Egypt. And they did so, and Aaron stretched out his hand with his staff and struck the dust of the earth. And the lice were on man and on beast. All the dust of the earth became lice in the land of Egypt. And the priests performed with their secret arts to bring forth lice, and they could not. And the lice were on man and on beast. And the priest said to Pharaoh, It is the finger of Elohim. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he did not listen to them, as Yahweh had said. And Yahweh said to Moses, Get up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh. Behold, he is about to go out to the water. And say to him, So says Yahweh, Send away my people that they may serve me. And if you do not send away my people, behold, I am about to send swarms of flies on you, and on your servants, and on your people, and on your house. And the houses of the Egyptians will be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground on which they are. And in that day I will separate the land of Goshen with my people resting on it, that there be no swarms of flies, so that you may know that I am Yahweh in the midst of the earth. And I will put a distinction between my people and your people. This miracle shall be for tomorrow. And Yahweh did so. And teeming swarms of flies came into Pharaoh's house, and the house of his servants, and into all the land of Egypt. And the land was destroyed before the swarms of flies. And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron, and said, Go. Sacrifice to your Elohim in the land. And Moses said, It is not right to do so, for we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to Yahweh our Elohim. Behold, if we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, will they not stone us? We will go into the wilderness, a journey of 3 days, and sacrifice to Yahweh our Elohim, as he may say to us. And Pharaoh said, I will send you away, and you may sacrifice to Yahweh your Elohim in the wilderness, only do not go very far off. And pray for me. And Moses said, Behold, I am about to go out from you, and to pray to Yahweh. And the swarms of flies will depart from Pharaoh, and from his servants, and from his people tomorrow. But do not let Pharaoh continue to deceive, not to send the people to sacrifice to Yahweh. And Moses went out from Pharaoh. And he prayed to Yahweh. And Yahweh did according to the word of Moses, and the swarms of flies departed from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people, and not one was left. And Pharaoh made heavy his heart this time also, and he did not send away the people. Chapter 9. And Yahweh said to Moses, Go into Pharaoh and say to him, So says Yahweh the Elohim of the Hebrews, Send away my people that they may serve me. And if you refuse to send away, and you still hold on to them, behold the hand of Yahweh is going to be on your livestock in the field, on the horses, on the donkeys, on the camels, on the herds, and on the flocks, a very heavy pestilence. And Yahweh will make a distinction between Israel's livestock and Egypt's livestock. Also of all that belongs to the sons of Israel, not a thing will die. And Yahweh set a time, saying, Tomorrow Yahweh will do this thing in the land. And Yahweh did this thing on the next day, and all the livestock of Egypt died. And from the livestock of the sons of Israel, not one died. And Pharaoh sent, and behold, not even one was dead from Israel's livestock. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he did not send away the people. And Yahweh said to Moses and to Aaron, Take for yourselves the fullness of your hands of soot from the furnace, and let Moses sprinkle it toward the heaven before Pharaoh's eyes. And let it become dust on all the land of Egypt, and let it become boils breaking out into sores on man and on livestock in all the land of Egypt. And they took soot of the furnace and stood before Pharaoh. And Moses sprinkled it toward the heavens, and it became a boil breaking out into sores on man and on livestock. And the priests were not able to stand before Moses, because of the boils. For the boils were on the priests and on all the Egyptians. And Yahweh made heavy Pharaoh's heart, and he did not listen to them, as Yahweh had said to Moses. And Yahweh said to Moses, Get up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh, and say to him, So says Yahweh the Elohim of the Hebrews, Send away my people that they may serve me. For at this time I am going to send all my plagues to your heart, and on your servants, and on your people, so that you may know that none is like me in all the land. For now I have sent forth my hand and have stricken you and your people with pestilence, and you have been destroyed from the earth. And for this reason I have made you stand, in order to cause you to see my power, and in order to declare my name in all the land. You still are exalting yourself against my people, so as not to send them away. Behold, I will rain very heavy hail about this time tomorrow, such as has never been in Egypt from the day of its foundation until now. And now send out, bring your livestock to safety, and all belonging to you in the field. All men and livestock found in the field, and not brought to the house, the hail will come on them, and they will die. Of the servants of Pharaoh, the one who feared the word of Yahweh made his slaves and his livestock flee to the houses. And the one who did not set his heart on the word of Yahweh left his slaves and his livestock in the field. And Yahweh said to Moses, Stretch out your hand to the heavens, so that hail may be in all the land of Egypt, on man, and on livestock, and on every plant of the field in the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched out his staff to the heavens. And Yahweh gave sounds and hail. And fire came down to the earth, and Yahweh rained hail on the land of Egypt. And there was hail, and fire flashing in the midst of the hail, very heavy, which never had been in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail struck in all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, from men and to livestock. And the hail struck every plant of the field, and it broke in pieces every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the sons of Israel lived, there was no hail. And Pharaoh sent and called Moses and Aaron, and said to them, I have sinned this time. Yahweh is the righteous one, and I and my people the wicked ones. Pray to Yahweh and let it be enough of the thunders and hail of Elohim. And I will send you away and you shall not continue any longer. And Moses said to him, As I go out of the city, I will spread out my hands to Yahweh. The thunder will cease, and the hail will not still be, so that you may know that the earth belongs to Yahweh. And as for you and your servants, I know that you do not yet fear before Yahweh Elohim. And the flax and the barley were stricken. For the barley was in head, and the flax in bud. And the wheat and the spelt were not stricken, for they were late. And Moses went out from Pharaoh, from the city, and he spread out his hands to Yahweh. And the thunder and the hail ceased. And rain was not poured out toward the earth. And Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunder had ceased, and he continued to sin. And he made his heart heavy, he and his servants. And Pharaoh's heart was made strong, and he did not send away the sons of Israel, as Yahweh had said by the hand of Moses. Chapter 10. And Yahweh said to Moses, Go into Pharaoh, for I have made his heart heavy and the heart of his servants, so that I may set these signs of mine in their midst. And so that you may recount in the ears of your son and the son of your son what I exerted myself to do against Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, and you may know that I am Yahweh. And Moses and Aaron went into Pharaoh and said to him, So says Yahweh Elohe of the Hebrews, until when will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Send away my people so that they may serve me. For if you refuse to send away my people, behold, I am going to bring locusts into your territory tomorrow. And they will cover the eye of the land, and no one will be able to see the land. And they will eat the rest of that which escaped, that which is left to you from the hail. And they will eat every tree that sprouts to you from the field. And your houses will be full, and the houses of all your servants, and the houses of the Egyptians, which neither your fathers or the fathers of your fathers have seen, from the day of their being on the earth until this day. And he turned and went out from Pharaoh. And Pharaoh's servant said to him, How long shall this one be a snare to us? Send away the men that they may serve Yahweh their Elohim. Do you not yet know that Egypt is perishing? And Moses and Aaron were brought back to Pharaoh. And he said to them, Go, serve Yahweh your Elohim. Who are the ones going? And Moses said, We will go with our young and with our old, with our sons and with our daughters. We will go with our flocks and with our herds. For it is a feast of Yahweh to us. And he said to them, May Yahweh be so with you, as I send you away, and your little ones. Watch. For evil is before your face. Not so. You and the men go now and serve Yahweh, for you were seeking it. And he drove them out from the face of Pharaoh. And Yahweh said to Moses, Stretch out your hand for the locusts over the land of Egypt, so that they may go up on the land of Egypt and may eat every plant of the land, all that the hail left. And Moses stretched out his staff over the land of Egypt. And Yahweh brought an east wind on the land all that day and all that night. And at morning the east wind lifted up the locusts. And the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt, and rested on all the territory of Egypt, exceedingly many. Never were there locusts like them before, and afterward none will be like them. And they covered the eye of the earth, and the land became dark. And they ate every plant of the land, and all the fruit of the trees that the hail had left. And no greenness was left in the trees and in the plants of the field in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh hurried to call Moses and Aaron. And he said, I have sinned against Yahweh your Elohim and against you. And now pray forgive my sins only this time, and pray to Yahweh your Elohim that he may take away from me this death only. And he went out from Pharaoh, and he prayed to Yahweh. And Yahweh changed to a west wind, very strong. And it carried the locusts and threw them into the sea of reeds. Not one locust was left in all the territory of Egypt. And Yahweh made strong the heart of Pharaoh, and he did not send away the sons of Israel. And Yahweh said to Moses, Stretch out your hand to the heavens so that darkness may be on the land of Egypt, and one may feel darkness. And Moses stretched out his hand to the heavens, and darkness of gloom was in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They did not see each one his brother, and they did not rise up, each one from his place for 3 days. Yet to all the sons of Israel there was light in their dwellings. And Pharaoh called to Moses and said, Go, serve Yahweh. Only leave your flocks and your herds behind. Your little ones may go with you. And Moses said, You must also give into our hands sacrifices and burnt offerings so that we may prepare for Yahweh our Elohim. And also our livestock shall go with us. Not a hoof shall be left. For we shall take from them to serve Yahweh our Elohim. And we do not know with what we shall serve Yahweh until we come there. And Yahweh made strong the heart of Pharaoh, and he was not willing to send them away. And Pharaoh said to him, Go away from me. Be careful for yourself. Do not see my face again, for in the day you see my face you shall die. And Moses said, You have spoken rightly. I will not see your face again. Chapter 11. And Yahweh said to Moses, I will bring yet one more plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt. Afterward he will send you from here. When he sends you away completely, surely he will drive you out from here. Now speak in the ears of the people, and let them ask, each man from his neighbor, articles of silver and articles of gold. And Yahweh gave favor in the eyes of the Egyptians toward the people. And the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the eyes of the servants of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of the people. And Moses said, So says Yahweh, about the middle of the night I will go out in the midst of Egypt. And every firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, the one sitting on his throne, to the firstborn of the slave girl who is behind the mill, and every firstborn of animals. And a great cry shall be in all the land of Egypt, such as never has been, and nothing like it shall be again. And a dog shall not sharpen his tongue against all the sons of Israel, toward man and toward livestock, so that you may know that Yahweh distinguishes between Egypt and Israel. And all these servants of yours will come down to me, and bow to me, saying, Go out, you and all the people at your feet. And afterward I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in the heat of anger. And Yahweh said to Moses, Pharaoh will not listen to you, so that my miracles may multiply in the land of Egypt. And Moses and Aaron did all these miracles before Pharaoh. And Yahweh hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he did not send away the sons of Israel from his land. Chapter 12. And Yahweh said to Moses and to Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be the head of months for you. It shall be the first of the months of the year for you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, On the tenth of this month, they shall each take for themselves an animal of the flock for a father's house, a flock animal for a house. And if the house is too small for a flock animal, he and his neighbor next to his house shall take according to the number of souls, each one according to the mouth of his eating, you shall count concerning the flock animal. A flock animal, a male without blemish, a yearling, shall be to you. You shall take from the sheep or from the goats. And it shall be for you to keep until the 14th day of this month. And all the assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it between the evenings. And they shall take from the blood, and put it on the two side doorposts and on the upper doorpost, on the houses in which they eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in this night, roasted with fire, and they shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat it raw, or at all boiled in water, but roasted with fire, its head with its legs and with its inward parts. And you shall not leave any of it until morning. And you shall burn with fire that left from it until morning. And you shall eat it this way, with your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in awe. It is the Passover to Yahweh. And I will pass through in the land of Egypt in this night. And I will strike every firstborn in the land of Egypt, from man even to livestock. And I will execute judgments on all the Elohei of Egypt. I am Yahweh. And the blood shall be a sign to you, on the houses where you are. And I will see the blood, and I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy, when I strike in the land of Egypt. And the day shall be a memorial for you. And you shall celebrate it as a feast to Yahweh, for your generations. You shall celebrate it as a law forever. You shall eat unleavened bread 7 days. Indeed, on the first day you shall cause leaven to cease from your houses. For anyone eating any leaven, that soul shall be cut off from Israel, from the first day until the seventh day. And on the first day shall be a holy assembly, and in the seventh day a holy assembly, shall be to you. Not any work may be done on them. Only what must be eaten by each soul that alone may be done by you. And you shall observe the unleavened bread, for on this very day I brought out your armies from the land of Egypt. And you shall observe this day for your generations, a statute forever. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at evening you shall eat unleavened bread, until the 21st day of the month, at evening. For 7 days no leaven shall be found in your houses. For anyone eating any leaven, that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, among the foreigners, and among the natives of the land. You shall not eat anything leaven. You shall eat unleavened bread in all your dwellings. And Moses called to all the elders of Israel and said to them, Draw out and take of the flock for you and for your families, and kill the Passover. And take a bunch of hyssop and dip in the blood in the basin. And touch some of the blood in the basin to the lintel and on the two doorposts. And you shall not go out, anyone from the door of his house until morning. And Yahweh will pass through to strike Egypt. And he will see the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, and Yahweh will pass over the door. And he will not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you. And you shall observe this word for an ordinance for you, and for your sons forever. And it shall be, when you come into the land which Yahweh shall give to you, as he has spoken, you shall observe this service. And it shall be, when your sons say to you, What is this service to you? Then you shall say, A sacrifice of a Passover of Yahweh, who passed over the houses of the sons of Israel in Egypt when he struck Egypt. And he delivered our houses. And the people bowed and worshipped. And the sons of Israel went out and did as Yahweh commanded Moses and Aaron. So they did. And it happened at midnight. Yahweh struck every firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, the one sitting on the throne, to the firstborn of the captive who was in the prison house, and every firstborn of animals. And Pharaoh arose by night, he and all his servants, and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not a one who had died. And he sent a proclamation to Moses and Aaron by night, and it read, Arise, go out from the midst of my people, both you and the sons of Israel. And go serve Yahweh according to your word. Take both your flocks and your herds, as you said, and go. And bless me also. And the Egyptians were strong on the people, to hasten to send them away from the land. For they said, All of us will be dead. And the people took up their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothing on their shoulders. And the sons of Israel did according to the word of Moses. And they asked from the Egyptians articles of silver and articles of gold, and clothing. And Yahweh gave favor to the people in the eyes of the Egyptians. And they granted their requests. And they plundered Egypt. And the sons of Israel traveled from Ramesses to Succoth, the men being about 600,000 on foot, apart from little ones. And also a mixed multitude went up with them, and flocks, and herds, very many livestock. And they baked the dough which they brought out from Egypt into unleavened cakes. For it was not leavened, because they were driven out from Egypt, and they were not able to delay. And also they had not prepared food for a journey for themselves. And the time of the dwelling of the sons of Israel, which they dwelt in Egypt, was 430 years. And it happened, from the end of 430 years, it happened on this day, all the armies of Yahweh went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night of celebration to Yahweh, for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This night is a celebration for all the sons of Israel to their generations. And Yahweh said to Moses and Aaron, This is the ordinance of the Passover. No heathen may eat of it. And every man's slave, a purchase of silver, you shall circumcise him, then he may eat of it. A foreigner and a hired servant may not eat of it. It shall be eaten in one house. You shall not carry any of the flesh outside from the house. And you shall not break a bone in it. All the congregation of Israel shall prepare it. And when a visitor shall stay with you, and will do the Passover to Yahweh, let every male to him be circumcised, and then he may come near to prepare it. And he shall be like a native of the land. But any uncircumcised may not eat of it. One law shall be to the native, and to the visitor, the one staying in your midst. And all the sons of Israel did as Yahweh commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did. And it happened on this day, Yahweh brought out the sons of Israel from the land of Egypt by their armies. Chapter 13. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Set apart to me every firstborn, the one opening the womb among the sons of Israel, among men and among livestock, they shall be mine. And Moses said to the people, Remember this day in which you went out from Egypt, from the house of slaves. For by the might of his hand, Yahweh brought you out from here. And no leaven shall be eaten. Today, in the month of the Aviv, you are going out. And it shall be when Yahweh brings you into the land of the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Amorite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, which he swore to your fathers to give to you, a land flowing with milk and honey, you shall do this service in this month. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day keep a feast to Yahweh. Unleavened bread shall be eaten the 7 days. And leavened bread for you shall not be seen, yea, no leaven shall be seen among you in all your boundaries. And you shall tell your son in that day, saying, It is because of what Yahweh did for me when I came out from Egypt. And it shall be for a sign to you on your hand, and a memorial between your eyes, so that the Torah of Yahweh may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand, Yahweh brought you out from Egypt. And you shall keep this ordinance at its appointed time, from year to year. And it shall be when Yahweh brings you into the land of the Canaanite, as he swore to you and to your fathers, and gives it to you, you shall set apart to Yahweh every one opening the womb, and every firstling, the offspring of animals which are yours, the males belong to Yahweh. And every firstling of a donkey you shall redeem with a flock animal. And if you do not redeem, you shall break its neck. And every firstborn of men among your sons you shall redeem. And it shall be when your son asks you in the future, saying, What is this? You shall say to him, Yahweh brought us out from Egypt by the might of his hand, from the house of slaves. And it happened when Pharaoh hardened himself against sending us away, Yahweh killed every firstborn one in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of men even to the firstborn of animals. On account of this I sacrifice to Yahweh every one of the males opening the womb, and I redeem every firstborn of my sons. And it shall be for a sign on your hand, and frontlets between your eyes. For Yahweh brought us out from Egypt by the might of his hand. And it happened, in Pharaoh sending away the people, Elohim did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, though it was near. For Elohim said, Lest the people repent when they see war, and return to Egypt. But Elohim made the people turn toward the way of the wilderness, to the Sea of Reeds. And the sons of Israel went up armed from the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. For he had made the sons of Israel certainly swear, saying, Surely Elohim will visit you, and you shall cause my bones to go from here with you. And they pulled up stakes from Succoth, and they camped at Etham, in the edge of the wilderness. And Yahweh was going before them by day in a pillar of cloud, to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire, to give light to them, to go by day and by night. The pillar of cloud did not cease by day, and the pillar of fire by night, before the people. Chapter 14. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, and let them turn and camp before Pihahiroth, between Migdal and the sea, before Baal-zephon. You shall camp opposite it, by the sea. And Pharaoh will say as to the sons of Israel, They are wandering and the land has shut them in the wilderness, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue you. And I will be honored through Pharaoh, and through all his armies. And the Egyptians shall know that I am Yahweh. And they did so. And it was told to the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned as to the people. And they said, What is this we have done? For we have sent away Israel from serving us. And he prepared his chariots. And he took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots, and all the chariots of Egypt, and officers over all of them. And Yahweh hardened Pharaoh, king of Egypt's heart. And he pursued the sons of Israel. And the sons of Israel were going out with a high hand. And the Egyptians pursued them. And they overtook them camping by the sea, all the horses and the chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen, and his army, by Pihahiroth, before Baal-zephon. And Pharaoh came near, and the sons of Israel raised their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were pulling up after them. and they were greatly afraid. And the sons of Israel cried to Yahweh. And they said to Moses, Were there no graves in Egypt, that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What is this you have done to us, to bring us out from Egypt? Is this not the word which we spoke to you in Egypt, saying, Go away from us, and let us serve the Egyptians? For it is good for us to serve the Egyptians, than to die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, Do not be afraid. Take your stand and see the salvation of Yahweh, which he will prepare for you today. For as you see the Egyptians today, you shall not continue to see them again forever. Yahweh will fight for you, and you be silent. And Yahweh said to Moses, Why do you cry to me? Speak to the sons of Israel, and let them pull up stakes. And you, raise your staff, and stretch out your hand over the sea, and divide it so that the sons of Israel may go in the midst of the sea on dry ground. And behold, I am making strong the heart of the Egyptians. And they will go after them. And I will be honored through Pharaoh and through his armies, through his chariots, and through his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am Yahweh, in my being honored through Pharaoh, through his chariots, and through his horsemen. And the messenger of Elohim withdrew, the one going before the camp of Israel. And he went behind them. And the pillar of cloud withdrew from before them, and it stood behind them. And it came between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel. And it was cloudy and dark. And it lit up the night, and this one did not come near to that one all night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and Yahweh caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all night. And he made the sea dry land, and the waters divided. And the sons of Israel came into the middle of the sea on dry ground, the waters being a wall to them from their right and from their left. And the Egyptians pursued, and all the horses of Pharaoh came after them, his chariots and his horsemen, into the middle of the sea. And it happened in the morning watch, Yahweh looked on the camp of the Egyptians in the pillar of fire and cloud. And he confused the camp of the Egyptians. And he took off the wheels of their chariots, and made them drive with difficulty. And the Egyptians said, I will flee from the face of Israel, for Yahweh is fighting for them against the Egyptians. And Yahweh said to Moses, Stretch out your hand over the sea, and let the waters return on the Egyptians, on their chariots, and on their horsemen. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its usual flow, at the turning of the morning, and the Egyptians were fleeing to meet it. And Yahweh shook off the Egyptians into the middle of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen, together with all the army of Pharaoh, those going after them, into the sea. And not even one was left among them. And the sons of Israel walked on dry ground in the middle of the sea, the waters being a wall for them, from their right and from their left. And Yahweh saved Israel in that day from the hand of Egypt. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. And Israel saw the great hand with which Yahweh worked against Egypt. And the people feared Yahweh, and they believed in Yahweh and in his servant Moses. Chapter 15. Then Moses and the sons of Israel sang this song to Yahweh, and spoke saying, I will sing to Yahweh, for he is highly exalted. He has thrown the horse and his rider into the sea. My strength and song is Yah, and he was to me salvation, this is my Eli and I will glorify him, the Elohe of my father, and I will exalt him. Yahweh is a man of war, Yahweh is his name. He has cast Pharaoh's chariots and his army in the sea, and the choice ones of his officers are drowned in the sea of reeds, the depths cover them, they have dropped into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Yahweh, is glorious in power, O Yahweh, your right hand dashes the enemy to pieces. And in your majesty's greatness you pull down those rising up against you, you send forth your wrath, it consumes them like stubble. And by the spirit of your anger waters were heaped up, the running waters stood like a wall, the depths congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil, my soul shall be filled with them, I will draw my sword, my hand will destroy them. You blew with your wind, the sea covered them, they sank like lead in mighty waters. Who is like you among the Elohim, O Yahweh? Who is like you, glorified in holiness, fearful in praises, O worker of wonders? You stretched your right hand, the earth swallowed them. In your mercy you led the people whom you redeemed, you guided in your strength to your holy dwelling. Peoples heard, they tremble, trembling seized the dwellers of Philistia. Then the chiefs of Edom were terrified, the leaders of Moab were seized by trembling, all the dwellers of Canaan were melted. Terrors and dread fell on them, by the greatness of your arm, they are silent as a stone, until your people pass through, O Yahweh, until pass through the people whom you have bought. You shall bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, the place you have made for your dwelling place, O Yahweh, the sanctuary which your hands have prepared, O Yahweh. Yahweh reigns forever and ever. For the horses of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and his horsemen into the sea, and Yahweh brought back the waters of the sea on them, and the sons of Israel walked on dry land in the midst of the sea. And the sister of Aaron, Miriam the prophetess, took the timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered to them, "Sing to Yahweh, for triumphing he has triumphed gloriously, he has thrown the horse and its rider into the sea." And Moses made Israel to pull out from the sea of reeds. And they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went into the wilderness 3 days, and did not find water. And they came to Marah. And they were not able to drink water from Marah, for it was bitter. Therefore, one called its name Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried to Yahweh, and Yahweh showed him a tree. And he threw it into the water, and the water became sweet. He made a statute and an ordinance for them there, and he tested them there. And he said, "If you carefully listen to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, and do what is right in his eyes, and you give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will not put on you all the diseases which I have put on Egypt, for I am Yahweh Rapha." And they came to Elim. And there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees. And they camped by the waters. Chapter 16. And they pulled up stakes from Elim. And all the congregation of the sons of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their going out from the land of Egypt. And all the congregation of the sons of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron in the wilderness. And the sons of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died by the hand of Yahweh in the land of Egypt, in our sitting by the fleshpots, in our eating bread to satisfaction. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill all this assembly with hunger." And Yahweh said to Moses, "Behold, I am, will rain bread from the heavens for you. And the people shall go out and gather the matter of a day in its day, so that I may test them, whether they will walk in my Torah or not. And it shall be on the sixth day they shall prepare what they bring in. And it shall be double what they gather day by day." And Moses and Aaron said to all the sons of Israel, "At evening you shall know that Yahweh has brought you from the land of Egypt. And in the morning you shall see the glory of Yahweh, in his hearing your murmurings against Yahweh, and we, what are we that you murmur against us?" And Moses said, "When Yahweh gives you flesh to eat in the evening, and bread in the morning, to satisfaction, when Yahweh hears your murmurings which you are murmuring against him, you will see. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against Yahweh." And Moses spoke to Aaron, "Say to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, come near before Yahweh, for he has heard your murmurings." And it happened, as Aaron was speaking to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, they turned toward the wilderness. And behold, the glory of Yahweh appeared in the cloud. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "I have heard the murmurings of the sons of Israel. Speak to them, saying, between the evenings you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be satisfied with bread, and you shall know that I am Yahweh your Elohim." And it happened in the evening, the quail came up and covered the camp. And in the morning a layer of dew was around the camp. And the layer of dew went up, and behold, something small was on the face of the wilderness, scale-like, small like the hoarfrost on the earth. And the sons of Israel looked. And they said, each one to his brother, "What is that?" For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, "That is the bread which Yahweh has given to you for food. This is the thing which Yahweh commanded. Gather from it, each one according to the mouth of his eating, an omer for a head. By the number of your souls you shall take for each man who is in your tent. And so the sons of Israel did. And they gathered, the one gathering much and the one gathering little. And they measured with an omer. And the one gathering much did not have too much. And the one gathering little did not have any need. Each one gathered according to the mouth of his eating. And Moses said to them, Do not let anyone leave from it until morning. And they did not listen to Moses. And some left from it until morning, and it became rotten with maggots, and stunk. And Moses was angry against them. And they gathered it in the morning, each one in the morning according to the mouth of his eating. And it melted in the heat of the sun. And it came about on the sixth day, they gathered double bread, two omers for one. And all the leaders of the congregation came and reported to Moses. And he said to them, That is what Yahweh said, Tomorrow is a rest, a holy Sabbath to Yahweh. What you will bake, bake. And boil what you will boil. And lay up for yourselves all that is left over, to keep it until the morning. And they laid it up until the morning, as Moses commanded. And it did not stink and no maggot was in it. And Moses said, Eat it today, for today is a Sabbath to Yahweh. Today you will not find it in the field. You shall gather it 6 days, and on the seventh day is a Sabbath, in it none shall be found. And it happened on the seventh day, some of the people went out to gather, and did not find any. And Yahweh said to Moses, Until when do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? Behold, because Yahweh has given the Sabbath to you, therefore he is giving to you 2 days of bread on the sixth day. Each one of you remain in his place. Do not let anyone go out from his place on the seventh day. And the people rested on the seventh day. And the house of Israel called its name, Manna. And it was like the seed of coriander, white, and its taste like cakes with honey. And Moses said, This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded, fill an omer from it, to keep for your generations, so that they may see the bread which I caused you to eat in the wilderness, as I brought you out from the land of Egypt. And Moses said to Aaron, Take one pitcher, and put there the fullness of an omer of manna, and deposit it before Yahweh, to keep for your generations. Even as Yahweh commanded Moses, Aaron laid it up before the testimony, to keep it. And the sons of Israel ate the manna 40 years, until their coming into an inhabited land. They ate the manna until their coming to the border of the land of Canaan. And the omer was the tenth of an ephah. Chapter 17. And all the congregation of the sons of Israel pulled up stakes from the wilderness of Sin, according to their journeys, by the mouth of Yahweh. And they camped in Rephidim. And there was no water for the drinking of the people. And the people fought with Moses, and said, Give us water that we may drink. And Moses said to them, Why do you fight with me? Why do you tempt Yahweh? And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses, and said, Why then, have you caused us to go up from Egypt, to kill me and my sons and my livestock with thirst? And Moses cried to Yahweh, saying, What shall I do to this people? Yet a little and they will stone me. And Yahweh said to Moses, Pass on in front of the people, and take with you some of the elders of Israel. And take in your hand your staff with which you smote the Nile, and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock in Horeb. And you shall smite the rock, and water will come out of it, and the people will drink. And Moses did so before the eyes of the elders of Israel. And one called the name of the place, Massah, and Meribah, because of the contention of the sons of Israel, and because of their testing of Yahweh, saying, Is Yahweh in our midst or not? And Amalek came and fought against Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said to Yahoshua, Choose men for us, and go fight against Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill, with the staff of Elohim in my hand. And Yahoshua did as Moses had said to him, to fight against Amalek. And Moses, Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And so it was that when Moses lifted his hand, Israel prevailed. And when he rested his hand, Amalek prevailed. And the hands of Moses became heavy. And they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one from this and one from that side. And his hands were steady until the going of the sun. And Yahoshua defeated Amalek and his people by the mouth of the sword. And Yahweh said to Moses, Write this, a memorial, in a book, and set it in the ears of Yahoshua, that I will utterly wipe away the remembrance of Amalek under the heavens. And Moses built an altar. And he called its name, Yahweh Nisi. And he said, A hand is on the throne of Yah. War is to Yahweh with Amalek from generation to generation. Chapter 18. And Jethro the priest of Midian, the father-in-law of Moses, heard all that which Elohim had done for Moses and for his people Israel, that Yahweh had caused Israel to go out from Egypt. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after Moses had sent her away, and her two sons, one's name was Gershom, for he said, I have become an alien in a foreign land. And one's name was Eleazar, for the Elohe of my father was my help, and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, and his sons and his wife came to Moses, to the wilderness where he camped, at the Mount of Elohim. And he said to Moses, I, your father-in-law Jethro, and your wife, and your two sons with her have come to you. And Moses went out to meet his father-in-law, and bowed, and kissed him. And they asked each to his neighbor, as to their welfare. And they entered the tent. And Moses told his father-in-law all that Yahweh had done to Pharaoh and to Egypt on account of Israel, all the trouble which they had found in the way, and Yahweh had delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced regarding all the good which Yahweh had done to Israel, whom he had delivered from the hand of Egypt. And Jethro said, Blessed be Yahweh who has delivered you from the hand of Egypt, and from the hand of Pharaoh, he who delivered the people from under the hand of Egypt. Now I know that Yahweh is greater than all the Elohims, truly, in the way in which he acted proudly against them. And Jethro, the father-in-law of Moses, took a burnt offering and sacrifices to Elohim. And Aaron and all the elders of Israel came to eat bread before Elohim with Moses' father-in-law. And it happened on the next day that Moses sat to judge the people. And the people stood beside Moses from the morning until the evening. And Moses' father-in-law saw all which he was doing to the people. And he said, What is this thing which you are doing to the people? Why are you sitting by yourself, and all the people standing beside you from morning until evening? And Moses said to his father-in-law, Because the people come to me to seek Elohim. When they have a matter, they come to me, and I judge between a man and his neighbor. And I make known the statutes of Elohim, and the laws from his Torah. And the father-in-law of Moses said to him, The thing which you do is not good. Surely you will wear out, both you and this people with you. For the thing is heavy for you. You are not able to do it by yourself. Now listen to my voice. I will advise you, and may Elohim be with you. You be for this people before Elohim, and you bring the matters to Elohim. And you warn them as to the statutes and the laws of the Torah, and make known to them the way in which they should walk, and the work which they should do. And you shall look out men of ability out of all the people, who fear Elohim, men of truth, hating unjust gain. And you place these over them as rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people at all times. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring to you, and every small matter they shall judge. And you make it easy on yourself, and let them bear with you. If you do this thing, and Elohim command you, you will be able to stand, and also this people will go in peace to their place. And Moses listened to the voice of his father-in-law, and he did all that he had said. And Moses chose men of ability from all Israel and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And they judged the people at all times, the hard matters they brought to Moses, and every small matter they judged themselves. And Moses let depart his father-in-law, and he went to his own land. Chapter 19. In the third month of the going out of the sons of Israel from the land of Egypt, on this day they came to the wilderness of Sinai. And they pulled up stakes from Rephidim and came to the wilderness of Sinai. And they camped in the wilderness. And Israel camped there before the mountain. And Moses went up to Elohim. And Yahweh called to him from the mountain, saying, You shall say this to the house of Jacob, and tell it to the sons of Israel. You have seen what I did to Egypt, and I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to me. And now if listening you will listen to my voice, and will keep my covenant, you shall become a special treasure to me above all the nations, for all the earth is mine. And you shall become a kingdom of priests for me, a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the sons of Israel. And Moses came and called the elders of the people. And he put all these words before them which Yahweh commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, All which Yahweh has spoken we will do. And Moses brought back the words of the people to Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Moses, Behold, I come to you in a darkness of clouds, so that the people may hear my speaking with you, and in you they may believe forever. And Moses told the words of the people to Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Moses, Go to the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow. And let them wash their clothes. And be ready for the third day. For on the third day Yahweh will go down before the eyes of all the people on the mountain of Sinai. And you shall set limits to the people all around, saying, Be careful for yourselves, not going up into the mountain and touching its border, everyone touching the mountain surely shall die. Not a hand shall touch him, but stoning he shall be stoned, or piercing he shall be shot through. He shall not live, whether animal or man. At the long sounding of the horn, they shall go up into the mountain. And Moses went from the mountain to the people. And he sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said to the people, Be ready for the third day. Do not approach a woman. And on the third day, it being morning, it happened, there were thunders and lightnings, and a heavy cloud on the mountain, and the sound of a ram's horn, very strong. And all the people in the camp trembled. And Moses caused the people to go up from the camp to meet the Elohim. And they took their stand at the lower part of the mountain. And the mountain of Sinai was smoking, all of it, because Yahweh came down on it in fire. And its smoke went up like the smoke of a furnace, and the mountain quaked exceedingly. And it happened while the sound of the ram's horn was sounding, and becoming very strong, Moses spoke. And the Elohim answered him by a voice. And Yahweh came down on the mountain of Sinai, to the top of the mountain, and Yahweh called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. And Yahweh said to Moses, Go down, warn the people lest they break through to see Yahweh, and many of them fall. And also the priests, those approaching Yahweh, let them sanctify themselves that Yahweh not burst forth among them. And Moses said to Yahweh, The people are not able to come up to the mountain of Sinai. For you warned us, saying, Set limits to the mountain and sanctify it. And Yahweh said to him, Come, go down. And you come up, and Aaron with you. And let not the priests and the people break through to come up to Yahweh, lest he burst forth among them. And Moses went down to the people and spoke to them. Chapter 20. And Elohim spoke all these words, saying, I am Yahweh your Elohim, who has brought you out from the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. You shall not have any other Elohim before my face. You shall not make a graven image for yourself, or any likeness in the heavens above, or in the earth beneath, or in the waters under the earth. You shall not bow to them, and you shall not serve them, for I am Yahweh your Elohim, a jealous El, visiting the iniquity of fathers on sons, on the third and on the fourth generation, to those that hate me. And doing kindness to thousands, to those loving me, and to those keeping my commandments. You shall not take the name of Yahweh your Elohim in vain, for Yahweh will not leave unpunished the one who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, and the seventh day is a Sabbath to Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not do any work, you, and your son, and your daughter, your male slave and your slave girl, and your livestock, and your stranger who is in your gates. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all which is in them, and he rested on the seventh day. On account of this Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and sanctified it. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long on the land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not testify a witness of falsehood against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male slave, or his slave girl, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything which belongs to your neighbor. And all the people saw the thunders, and the lightnings, and the sound of the ram's horn, and the smoking mountain. And the people looked, and they trembled, and they stood from a distance. And they said to Moses, You speak with us, and we will hear. And let us not speak with Elohim that we not die. And Moses said to the people, Do not be afraid, for Elohim has come in order to test you, and so that his fear may be on your faces, that you may not sin. And the people stood from a distance, and Moses went near the thick darkness where Elohim was. And Yahweh said to Moses, You shall say this to the sons of Israel, You have seen that I have spoken with you from the heavens. You shall not make Elohims of silver along with me, and you shall not make Elohims of gold for yourselves. You shall make an altar of earth for me, and you shall sacrifice your burnt offerings and your peace offerings on it, your sheep and your cattle. In every place in which I bring to memory my name, and I will come to you and I will bless you. And if you make an altar of stone for me, you shall not build them of cut stones. When you swing your tool on it, you defile it. And you shall not go up by steps to my altar, that your nakedness may not be uncovered on it. Chapter 21. And these are the judgments which you shall put before them. When you buy a Hebrew slave, he shall serve 6 years and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. If he comes in with his body, he shall go out with his body. If he was the husband of a wife, his wife shall go out with him. If his master gives him a wife, and she bears sons or daughters to him, the wife and her children shall belong to her master, and he shall go out with his body. And if the slave truly says, I love my master, my wife and my children, I do not desire to go out free, his master shall bring him to Elohim, and one shall bring him to the door, or to the doorpost, and his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. And when a man sells his daughter for a slave girl, she shall not go out as the male slaves go out. If she is bad in the eyes of her master who has appointed her for himself, he shall allow her redemption. He shall not have power to sell her to a foreign people, in his deceiving her. And if he chooses her for his son, he shall do to her as is the custom of daughters. If he takes another for himself, her flesh, her clothing, and her conjugal right shall not be diminished. And if he does not do these three for her, she shall go out for nothing, without silver. He that strikes a man so that he dies, surely he shall die. But he who does not lie in wait, and Elohim lets fall into his hand, I will appoint a place for you where he may flee. And when a man seethes insolently against his neighbor, to kill him by deceit, you shall take him from my altar to die. And he who strikes his father or his mother dying shall die. And he that steals a man and sells him, or if he is found in his hand, dying he shall die. And he who curses his father or his mother, dying he shall die. And when men quarrel, and one strikes his neighbor with a stone, or with a fist, and he does not die, but falls on his bed. If he rises and walks about in the street on his staff, the one who struck him shall be innocent, only he shall pay his sitting, paying he shall pay for his healing. And if a man strikes his male slave or his slave girl with a rod, and he dies under his hand, avenging he shall be avenged. But if he continues a day or two, he shall not be avenged, for he is his silver. And when men fight, and they strike a pregnant woman, and her child goes forth, and there is no injury, being fined he shall be fined. As much as the husband of the woman shall put on him, even he shall give through the judges. But if injury occurs, you shall give life for life. Eye for eye. Tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, branding for branding, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. And when a man strikes the eye of his male slave, or the eye of his slave girl and destroys it, he shall send him away free for his eye. And if he causes the tooth of his male slave, or the tooth of his slave girl, to fall out, he shall send him away free for his tooth. And when an ox gores a man so that he dies, the ox stoning shall be stoned, and its flesh shall not be eaten, and the owner of the ox is innocent. And if he was an ox apt to gore from yesterday and the third day, and its owner is given warning, and he does not watch him, and he kills a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and its owner also shall be killed. If a ransom is put on him, he shall give the redemption of his life, according to all which is put on him. Whether he gores a son or he gores a daughter, according to this judgment it shall be done to him. If the ox gores a male slave or a slave girl, he shall give 30 silver shekels to his master, and the ox shall be stoned. And when a man opens a pit, or when a man digs a pit, and does not cover it, and an ox or a donkey falls into it, the owner of the pit shall pay, he shall give silver to its owner, and the dead shall be his. And when a man's ox strikes against the ox of his neighbor, and it dies, they shall sell the living ox, and they shall divide the silver, and they shall also divide the dead. Or if it was known that he was an ox apt to gore from yesterday and the third day, and his owner does not watch him, he shall pay ox for ox, and the dead shall be his. Chapter 22. When a man steals an ox or a sheep, and kills it, or sells it, he shall pay 5 oxen for the ox, and 4 sheep for the sheep. If the thief is found breaking in, and is stricken and dies, no blood shall be shed for him. If the sun has risen on him, blood is due for him, repaying he shall repay. If he has nothing, then he should be sold for his theft. If the stolen thing finding is found in his hand alive, from ox to donkey to flock animal, he shall pay double. When a man consumes a field or a vineyard, and he lets his beast loose and it consumes another's field, he shall repay the best of his field and the best of his vineyard. When fire breaks out and finds thorns, and shocked grain, or standing grain, or the field is burned up, repaying the one kindling the fire shall repay. When a man gives silver or vessels to his neighbor to keep, and it is stolen from the man's house, if the thief is found, he shall repay double. If the thief is not found, the master of the house shall be brought to Elohim, to see whether or not he put out his hand to his neighbor's goods. In every matter of trespass, for ox, for donkey, for sheep, for clothing, for anything lost of which it is said that it is his, the case of both of them shall come to Elohim. Whom Elohim declares guilty, he shall repay double to his neighbor. When a man gives a donkey or an ox to his neighbor, or a sheep, or any animal to keep, and it dies, or is injured, or is captured, no one seeing it. An oath of Yahweh shall be between them both, that he has not put his hand to his neighbor's goods. And its owner shall take it, and he shall not repay. And if it is indeed stolen from him, he shall repay to its master. If it is completely torn in pieces, he shall bring it as a witness, he shall not repay that which was torn. And when a man borrows from his neighbor, and it is hurt, or dies, its owner not being with it, paying he shall repay. If its owner is with it, he shall not repay. If it is hired, it comes for its hire. And when a man lures a virgin who is not betrothed, and lies with her, paying he shall pay her dowry for a wife to himself. If her father absolutely refuses to give her to him, he shall weigh money according to the dowry of virgins. You shall not allow a sorceress to live. Anyone lying with an animal, surely he shall be executed. One sacrificing to a god shall be destroyed, unless it is only to Yahweh. You shall not be violent toward an alien. You shall not oppress him, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. You shall not afflict an orphan or a widow. If you afflict him, if he at all cries to me, hearing I will hear his cry. And my anger shall glow, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall become widows, and your sons orphans. If you lend money to my people, the poor with you, you shall not be as a moneylender to him, you shall not put interest on him. If you indeed take the clothing of your neighbor as a pledge, you shall return it to him by the going of the sun, for that is his only covering, that is his covering for his skin. In what shall he lie down? And it shall be, when he cries to me, I will hear, for I am compassionate. You shall not revile Elohim, and you shall not curse a ruler among your people. You shall not delay giving the fullness of your crops and the juices of your vintage. You shall give to me the firstborn of your sons. So you shall do to your oxen, to your sheep, it shall be 7 days with its mother, on the 8th day you shall give it to me. And you shall be holy men to me. And you shall not eat flesh torn in pieces, you shall throw it to the dogs. Chapter 23. You shall not raise a false report, you shall not put your hand with the wicked, to become a violent witness. You shall not run after many to gain evil things. And you shall not testify as to a lawsuit, to turn aside after many in order to pervert justice. And you shall not favor the lowly in his lawsuit. When you happen on the ox of your enemy, or his wandering donkey, returning you shall return it to him. When you see the donkey of one who hates you crouching under its burden, you shall refrain from leaving the matter to him, loosing you shall loose it from him. You shall not pervert the judgment of your needy one in his lawsuit. You shall keep far away from a false matter. And do not kill the innocent and the righteous, for I will not justify the wicked. And you shall not take a bribe, for the bribe blinds the seeing one, and it perverts the words of the righteous. And you shall not oppress an alien, and you know the life of an alien, since you were aliens in the land of Egypt. And you shall sow your land 6 years, and you shall gather its produce. And the seventh year you shall let it rest and let it lie fallow, and the needy of your people shall eat. And what they leave, the animals of the field shall eat. So you shall do to your vineyard, to your olive yard. You shall do your work 6 days, and on the seventh day you shall rest, so that your ox and your donkey may rest, and the son of your slave girl and your alien may be refreshed. And be watchful in all that I have said to you. And you shall not call upon another Elohim by name, it shall not be heard from your mouth. 3 times in the year you shall make a feast to me. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. 7 days you shall eat unleavened things, as I have commanded you, at the set time of the month of Aviv. For in it you came out from Egypt, and they shall not appear before me empty. Also the feast of harvest, the first fruits of your labor, of what you sow in the field. Also the feast of ingathering, after the going out of the year, at your gathering your work from the field. 3 times in the year every one of your males shall appear before the Adon Yahweh. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven. And the fat of my feast shall not pass the night until morning. The first fruits of your ground you shall bring to the house of Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not boil a kid in its mother's milk. Behold, I am about to send a messenger before you, to guard you in the way, and to bring you to the place which I have prepared. Be on guard before him, and listen to his voice. Do not be rebellious against him, for he will not forgive your transgressions, for my name is in him. For if you fully listen to his voice, and do all which I speak, I will be an enemy to your enemies, and will be a foe to your foes. For my messenger shall go before you and bring you in to the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Canaanite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, and I will destroy them. You shall not bow down to their gods, and you shall not serve them. And you shall not do according to their works. But tearing you shall tear them down, and smashing you shall smash their standing pillars. And you shall serve Yahweh your Elohim, and he will bless your bread and your water. And I will remove sickness from your midst. There shall not be one miscarrying, nor one barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. I will send my terror before you, and I will confound all the people among whom you come. And I will give the neck of your enemies to you. And I will send hornets before you which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite before you. I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, that the land not become a waste, and the beast of the field multiply on you. I will drive them out before you little by little, until you are fruitful and possess the land. And I will set your border from the Red Sea as far as the Sea of the Philistines, and from the wilderness as far as the river. For I will give the people of the land into your hand. And you shall drive them out before you. You shall not cut a covenant for them and for their gods. They shall not dwell in your land, lest they cause you to sin towards me. If you serve their Elohims, it will be a snare to you. Chapter 24. And he said to Moses, Come up to Yahweh, you and Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 from the elders of Israel. And bow yourselves from a distance. And let Moses approach by himself to Yahweh, and they shall not approach. And the people shall not go up with him. And Moses came and told all the words of Yahweh to the people, and all the judgments. And all the people answered with one voice and said, We will do all the words which Yahweh has spoken. And Moses wrote all the words of Yahweh. And he rose early in the morning and built an altar below the mountain and 12 memorial pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the sons of Israel. And they offered up burnt offerings, and offered sacrifices of bulls, peace offerings to Yahweh. And Moses took half of the blood, and he put it in basins. And he sprinkled half of the blood on the altar. And he took the book of the covenant, and read in the ears of the people. And they said, We will do all that Yahweh has spoken, and we will hear. And Moses took the blood and sprinkled on the people, and said, Behold, the blood of the covenant which Yahweh has cut with you concerning these words. And Moses and Aaron went up with Nadab and Abihu, and 70 from the elders of Israel. And they saw the Elohim of Israel. And under his feet was as the work of a pavement of sapphire, and as the heavens for clearness. And he did not stretch out his hand to the nobles of the sons of Israel. And they saw Elohim, and they ate and drank. And Yahweh said to Moses, Come up to me to the mountain, and be there. And I will give to you the tablets of stone, and the Torah, and the commandments which I have written, to teach them. And Moses rose up, and Yahoshua his attendant. And Moses went up to the mountain of Elohim. And he said to the elders, Wait here for us until we return to you. And behold, Aaron, who is a master of matters, and Hur, are with you, let him approach to them. And Moses went up into the mountain. And a cloud covered the mountain. And the glory of Yahweh dwelt on the mountain of Sinai. And the cloud covered it 6 days. And he called to Moses on the seventh day from the midst of the cloud. And the appearance of the glory of Yahweh was like fire burning on the top of the mountain before the eyes of the sons of Israel. And Moses came into the midst of the cloud, and he went up into the mountain. And Moses was in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Chapter 25. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, and let them take a heave offering for me. From every man whose heart impels him, let them take my offering. And this is the offering which you shall take from them, gold, silver, and copper, and blue, and purple, and crimson, and fine linen, and goat's hair. And ram skin dyed red, and tahash skins, and acacia wood. Oil for the light, spices for the oil of anointing, and for the incense of perfumes. Onyx stones, and stones for setting, for the ephod, and for the breast pocket. And let them make a sanctuary for me, that I may dwell in their midst. According to all which I am going to reveal to you, the plan of the tabernacle, and the plan of all its vessels, even so you shall do. And they shall make an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits long, and 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. And you shall overlay it with pure gold, you shall overlay it inside and outside. And you shall make a wreath of gold all around on it. And you shall cast 4 rings of gold for it, and shall put it on its 4 feet, 2 rings on its 1 side, and 2 rings on the 2nd side. And you shall make poles of acacia wood, and you shall overlay them with gold. And you shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark, to carry the ark by them. The poles shall be in the rings of the ark, they shall not depart from it. And you shall put the testimony into the ark, which I shall give to you. And you shall make a mercy seat of pure gold, its length 2.5 cubits, and its width 1.5 cubits. And you shall make 2 cherubs of gold, you shall make them of beaten work from the 2 ends of the mercy seat. And make 1 cherub from the end here, and 1 cherub from the end there. You shall make the cherubs from the mercy seat, on its 2 ends. And the cherubs shall be spreading out wings above, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their faces each toward its brother, the faces of the cherubs shall be toward the mercy seat. And you shall put the mercy seat on the ark from above. And you shall put the testimony into the ark, which I shall give to you. And I will meet you there, and will speak with you, above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubs which are on the ark of testimony, all which I shall command you as to the sons of Israel. And you shall make a table of acacia wood, its length 2 cubits, and its width 1 cubit, and its height 1.5 cubits. And you shall overlay it with pure gold, and you shall make on it a wreath of gold all around. And you shall make a border of a hand's breadth for it all around. And you shall make a wreath of gold all around on its border. And you shall make 4 rings of gold for it, and you shall put the rings on the 4 corners which are to its 4 feet. The rings shall be near the border for housings for the poles to carry the table. And you shall make the poles of acacia wood, and you shall overlay them with gold. And the table shall be carried by them. And you shall make its platters, and its bowls, and its pitchers, and its sacrificial cups with which to pour a libation. You shall make them of pure gold. And you shall put on the table the showbread before me continually. And you shall make a menorah of pure gold. The menorah shall be made of beaten work, its base and its shaft, its calyxes, its knobs, and its blossoms shall be from it. And 6 branches shall go out from its sides, 3 branches of the lamp from its 1 side and 3 branches of the menorah from its 2nd side. 3 almond-like calyxes on the one branch with knob and blossom, and 3 almond-like calyxes on the one branch with knob and blossom, so for the 6 branches, those going out from the menorah. And on the menorah shall be 4 almond-like calyxes, each with its knobs and its blossoms. And a knob under 2 branches of it, and a knob under 2 branches of it, and a knob under 2 branches of it, to the 6 branches, those going from the menorah. Their knobs and their branches shall be of it, all of it 1 beaten work of pure gold. And you shall make it 7 lamps, and 1 shall set up its lamps, and they shall give light before its face. And its tongs, and its pans shall be of pure gold. 1 shall make it of a talent of pure gold, with all these vessels. And see that they are made by their patterns which you have been shown in the mountain. Chapter 26. And you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains. You shall make them with cherubs, the work of a skilled workman, of twined linen, and blue and purple and crimson. The length of 1 curtain shall be 28 by the cubit, and the width 4 by the cubit, for the 1 curtain, 1 measure to all the curtains. 5 curtains shall be joined together, each to her sister. And 5 curtains shall be joined each to its sister piece. And you shall make loops of blue on the edge of 1 curtain, from the end at the juncture, and so you shall do at the edge of the last curtain, at the 2nd juncture. You shall make 50 loops on the 1 curtain, and you shall make 50 loops in the end of the curtain at the 2nd juncture, the corresponding loops each to her sister. And you shall make 50 hooks of gold. And you shall join the curtains, each to her sister, by the hooks. And it shall become 1 tabernacle. And you shall make curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle, you shall make 11 curtains. The length of the 1 curtain shall be 30 by the cubit, and the width 4 by the cubit for the 1 curtain, 1 measure to the 11 curtains. And you shall join the 5 curtains separately, and the 6 curtains separately. And you shall double the 6 curtains before the front of the tabernacle. And you shall make 50 loops on the edge of the 1 curtain, the last at the juncture, and 50 loops on the edge of the 2nd curtain that joins. And you shall make 50 hooks of copper. And you shall put the hooks in the loops and join the tent together. And it shall become 1. And the overlapping part of the rest of the curtains of the tabernacle, the half curtain that remains, shall hang on the back of the tabernacle. And the cubit from this side, and the cubit from that side that remains in the length of the curtains of the tent shall be hung over the sides of the tabernacle from this and from that side, to cover it. And you shall make a cover for the tent of ram skins dyed red, and a covering of tachash skins from above. And you shall make the boards for the tabernacle of acacia wood standing up. 10 cubits shall be the length of 1 board, and a cubit and a half the width of 1 board. 2 pins shall be in 1 board, each connected to her sister piece. So you shall do to all the boards of the tabernacle. And you shall make the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards on the south side, southward. And you shall make 40 sockets of silver for the 20 boards, 2 sockets under the 1 board for its 2 pins, and 2 sockets under the 1 board for its 2 pins. And for the 2nd side of the tabernacle, on the north side 20 boards, and there 40 silver sockets, 2 sockets under the 1 board, and 2 sockets under the 1 board. And you shall make 6 boards for the sides of the tabernacle westward. And you shall make 2 boards for the corners of the tabernacle, in the sides. And they shall be double from beneath. And in like manner they shall be joined on the top, to the 1 ring. So it shall be to both of them, they shall be for the 2 corners. And there shall be 8 boards, and their silver sockets, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under the 1 board, and 2 sockets under the 1 board. And you shall make bars of acacia wood, 5 to the boards of the 1 side of the tabernacle. And 5 bars to the boards of the 2nd side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars to the boards of the side of the tabernacle for the rear, westward. And there shall be a middle bar in the midst of the boards, going through from end to end. And you shall overlay the boards with gold, and you shall make their rings gold, housings for the bars. And you shall overlay the bars with gold. And you shall set up the tabernacle according to the decree which you were shown in the mountain. And you shall make a veil of blue and purple and crimson, and twined linen. 1 shall make it by the work of the skilled workman, with cherubs. And you shall put it on 4 pillars of acacia wood overlaid with gold. Their hooks shall be gold, on 4 sockets of silver. And you shall hang the veil under the hooks. and you shall bring the ark of the testimony there inside to the veil. And the veil shall divide for you between the sanctuary and the Holy of Holies. And you shall put the mercy seat on the ark of the testimony, in the Holy of Holies. And you shall set the table outside the veil, and the lamp across from the table on the side of the tabernacle southward. And you shall put the table on the north side. And you shall make a screen for the door of the tent of blue, and of purple and crimson, and twined bleached linen, the work of an embroiderer. And you shall make 5 pillars of acacia wood for the screen. And you shall overlay them with gold, their nails gold. And you shall cast for them 5 sockets of copper. Chapter 27. And you shall make the altar of acacia timbers, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. The altar shall be square, and its height 3 cubits. And you shall make its horns on its 4 corners. Its horns shall be a part of itself. And you shall overlay it with copper. And you shall make its pots to remove its ashes, and its shovels and its sacrificial bowls, and its flesh forks, and its pans. You shall make all its vessels to be copper. And you shall make a grating for it, a network of copper. And you shall make 4 rings of copper on the 4 ends of the net. And you shall put it under the ledge of the altar from beneath. And the net shall be as far as half of the altar. And you shall make poles for the altar, poles of acacia timbers. And you shall overlay them with copper. And its poles shall be brought into the rings. And the poles shall be on the 2 sides of the altar, for carrying it. You shall make it hollow with boards, as he showed you in the mountain, so they shall make it. And you shall make the court of the tabernacle, for the south side southward, hangings for the court of twined linen, 100 by the cubit in length, for the one side. And its pillars shall be 20, and their sockets 20 in copper, the hooks of the pillars and their bands of silver. And so for the north side in length, hangings 100 in length, and its pillars 20, and their sockets 20 in copper, the hooks of the pillars and their bands of silver. And the width of the west side of the court shall have 50 cubits of hangings, their pillars 10, and their sockets 10. And the width of the court for the east side eastward 50 cubits. And the hangings to the side 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. And to the hangings for the second side, 15, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. And for the gate of the court a screen of 20 cubits, blue and purple and crimson, and twined linen, the work of an embroiderer, their pillars 4 and their sockets 4. All the pillars of the court round about shall be banded with silver, their hooks silver, and their sockets copper. The length of the court shall be 100 by the cubit, and the width 50 by 50, and the height 5 cubits, twined linen, and their sockets copper. As to all the vessels of the tabernacle, in all its service, and all its pins, and all the pins of the court, they shall be copper. And you shall command the sons of Israel, and let them bring to you pure olive oil beaten for the light, to set up lamps perpetually. In the tabernacle of the congregation from outside the veil which is by the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall arrange them from evening until morning before Yahweh, a never-ending statute for their generations, from the sons of Israel. Chapter 28. And you shall take to yourself your brother Aaron, and his sons with him, from among the sons of Israel, for him to serve as priest to me, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, the sons of Aaron. And you shall make holy garments for your brother Aaron, for glory and for beauty. And you shall speak to all the wise-hearted whom I have filled with a spirit of wisdom, and they shall make the garments of Aaron to sanctify him for his serving as priest to me. And these are the garments which they shall make, a breast pocket, and an ephod, and a robe, and a tunic of woven stuff, a mitre, and a girdle. And they shall make holy garments for your brother Aaron and for his sons, even for him to serve as priest to me. And they shall take the gold, and the blue, and the purple, and the crimson, and the bleached linen. And they shall make the ephod of gold, blue, and purple, crimson and bleached, twined linen, skilled work. It shall have 2 shoulder pieces at its 2 ends, and it shall be joined together. And the band of the ephod which is on it, like its work, shall be of it, gold, blue, and purple, and crimson, and bleached, twined linen. And you shall take 2 onyx stones, and you shall engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel. 6 of their names shall be on the one stone, and 6 of the remaining names on the second stone, according to their birth. You shall engrave the two stones, the work of a stone engraver, the engravings of a signet, according to the names of the sons of Israel, you shall make them set in plated work of gold. And you shall put the two stones on the shoulder pieces of the ephod, stones of remembrance for the sons of Israel. And Aaron shall bear their names before the face of Yahweh, on his two shoulders for a remembrance. And you shall make plated work of gold, and two chains of pure gold, you shall make them twisted, a work of cord, and you shall put chains of the cords on the plated work. And you shall make a breast pocket of judgment, skilled work, like the work of the ephod you shall make it. Gold, blue, and purple, and crimson, and bleached, twined linen you shall make it. It shall be square, being doubled, its length a span and its width a span. And you shall fill in its settings of stones, four rows of stones, a row of ruby, topaz, and carbuncle shall be the first row. And the second row, emerald, sapphire and diamond. And the third row, jacinth, agate and amethyst. And the fourth row, chrysolite, onyx and jasper. They shall be plated with gold in their settings. And the stones shall be according to the names of the sons of Israel, 12 according to their names, the engraving of a signet, they shall be each according to his name for the 12 tribes. And you shall make chains of woven work on the breast pocket, a work of cords, in pure gold. And you shall make two rings of gold on the breast pocket. And you shall put the two rings on the two ends of the breast pocket. And you shall put the two cords of gold on the two rings, at the end of the breast pocket. And you shall put the two ends of the two cords on the two platings. And you shall put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod, to the front of it. And you shall make two rings of gold, and you shall put them on the two ends of the breast pocket, on its edge, inward across from the ephod. And you shall make two rings of gold, and you shall put them on the two shoulder pieces of the ephod, from beneath, at its front, near its joining, above the band of the ephod. And they shall fasten the breast pocket from its rings to the rings of the ephod with a blue ribbon, to be above the band, and the breast pocket may not move itself from the ephod. And Aaron shall bear the names of the sons of Israel on the breast pocket of judgment on his heart, in his going into the holy place, for a memorial before the face of Yahweh continually. And you shall put the Urim and the Thummim into the breast pocket of judgment, and they shall be on the heart of Aaron in his going before the face of Yahweh. And Aaron shall bear the judgment of the sons of Israel on his heart before the face of Yahweh continually. And you shall make the robe of the ephod all of blue. And the mouth in its top shall be in its middle, a binding shall be all around its mouth, of woven work, it shall be like the mouth of a corslet, it may not be torn. And you shall make pomegranates of blue and purple and crimson on its hem, all around on its hem, also bells of gold shall be among them all around. A bell of gold and a pomegranate, a bell of gold and a pomegranate, on the hem of the robe all around. And it shall be on Aaron for ministering, and its sound shall be heard in his going into the sanctuary before the face of Yahweh, and in his coming out, that he should not die. And you shall make a plate of pure gold. And you shall engrave on it the engravings of a signet, holiness to Yahweh. And you shall put a ribbon of blue on it, and it shall be on the mitre, to the front of the mitre it shall be. And it shall be on Aaron's forehead, and Aaron shall bear the iniquity of the holy things which will sanctify the sons of Israel to all their holy gifts. And it shall be on his forehead continually, for acceptance for them before the face of Yahweh. And you shall weave the tunic of bleached linen, and you shall make a mitre of bleached linen, and you shall make a girdle, the work of an embroiderer. And you shall make tunics for the sons of Aaron, and you shall make girdles for them, and you shall make turbans for them, for glory and for beauty. And you shall clothe your brother Aaron with them, and his sons with him, and you shall anoint them, and you shall consecrate them, and you shall sanctify them. And they shall minister as priests to me. And make bleached linen breeches for them, to cover the naked flesh, from the loins as far as the thighs they shall be. And they shall be on Aaron and on his sons in their going into the tabernacle of the congregation, or in their drawing near to the altar to minister in the sanctuary, and so that they shall not raise up iniquity and die. It is a never-ending statute to him and to his seed after him. Chapter 29. And this is the thing which you shall do to them, to sanctify them to minister as priests to me, take one bull, the son of the herd, and two rams without blemish. And unleavened bread, and unleavened cakes poured over with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, you shall make them of fine wheat flour. and you shall put them into one basket and shall bring them near in the basket, and the bull and the two rams. And you shall take Aaron and his sons to the door of the tabernacle of congregation. And you shall wash them in water. And you shall take the garments, and you shall clothe Aaron with the tunic, and the robe of the ephod, and the breastplate. And you shall bind it to him with the band of the ephod. And you shall put the mitre on his head, and you shall put the holy crown on the mitre. And you shall take the oil of anointing and shall pour on his head, and shall anoint him. And you shall take his sons and clothe them with tunics. And you shall gird them with girdles, Aaron and his sons, and you shall bind on turbans for them, and it shall be a never-ending statute for them in the priest's office. And you shall consecrate Aaron and his sons. And you shall bring near the bull before the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the bull. And you shall slaughter the bull before the face of Yahweh, at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And you shall take of the bull's blood and shall put it on the horns of the altar with your finger. And you shall pour out all the blood at the base of the altar. And you shall take all the fat that covers the inward parts, and the lobe on the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat on them, and you shall burn them on the altar. And you shall burn the flesh of the bull, and its skin, and its dung, with fire outside the camp, it is a sin offering. And you shall take one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the ram. And you shall slaughter the ram, and you shall take its blood and shall sprinkle it on the altar all around. And you shall cut the ram into pieces, and you shall wash its inward parts, and its legs, and shall place them on its pieces and on its head. And you shall burn all the ram on the altar, it is a burnt offering to Yahweh, a soothing fragrance, it is a fire offering to Yahweh. And you shall take the second ram, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the ram. And you shall slaughter the ram, and you shall take of its blood and shall put it on the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and on the tip of the right ear of his sons, and on the thumb of the right hand, and on the big toe of their right foot, and you shall sprinkle the blood on the altar all around. And you shall take of the blood on the altar, and the oil of anointing, and you shall sprinkle on Aaron and on his garments, and on his sons' garments with him. And you shall take the fat from the ram, and the fat tail, and the fat that covers the inward parts, and the lobe of the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat on them, and the right leg, for it is a ram of consecration. Also one loaf of bread, and one cake of oil bread, and one wafer, from the basket of unleavened bread which is before the face of Yahweh. And you shall put all on the hands of Aaron and on the hands of his sons. And you shall wave them, a wave offering before the face of Yahweh. And you shall take them from their hands, and you shall burn the burnt offering on the altar for a soothing fragrance before the face of Yahweh, it is a fire offering to Yahweh. And you shall take the breast from the ram of consecration which is on Aaron. And you shall wave it a wave offering before the face of Yahweh, it shall be your portion. And you shall sanctify the breast of the wave offering, and the shoulder of the heave offering, which is waved and which is lifted from the ram of consecration, from what is Aaron's, and from what is to his sons. And it shall be for Aaron and for his sons for a never-ending statute from the sons of Israel, it is for a heave offering, and it shall be a heave offering from the sons of Israel from the sacrifices of their peace offerings, their heave offering to Yahweh. And the holy garments which are Aaron's shall be his sons after him, for anointing in them and for filling their hands in them. The priest shall put them on 7 days, the one from his sons taking his place, the one who comes into the tabernacle of the congregation to minister in the sanctuary. And you shall take the ram of consecration, and you shall boil its flesh in a sanctuary. And Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread which is in the basket at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And they shall eat those things by which atonement is made to consecrate them, to sanctify them, and a stranger shall not eat, for they are holy. And if any is left of the flesh of consecration, and of the bread, until the morning, you shall burn what is left with fire, it shall not be eaten, for it is holy. And so you shall do to Aaron and to his sons, according to all which I have commanded you, you shall consecrate them 7 days. And you shall offer a bull of a sin offering daily for atonement, and you shall purify the altar in your making atonement for it, and you shall anoint it to sanctify it. You shall make atonement 7 days for the altar, and shall sanctify it, and the altar shall become most holy, all touching the altar becomes holy. And this is what you shall offer on the altar, 2 lambs daily, sons of a year, continually. The one lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the second lamb you shall offer between the evenings. And a tenth of fine flour anointed with beaten oil, a fourth of a hin, and a drink offering, a fourth of a hin of wine, for the one lamb. And you shall offer the second lamb between the evenings, you shall do to it like the morning food offering and its drink offering, for a soothing fragrance, a fire offering to Yahweh. This shall be a continual burnt offering to your generations, at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the face of Yahweh, there where I meet you to speak to you there. And I will meet the sons of Israel here, and it shall be sanctified by my glory. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. And I will sanctify Aaron and his sons to minister as priests to me. And I will dwell in the midst of the sons of Israel, and I will be Elohim to them. And they shall know that I am Yahweh their Elohim, who brought them out from the land of Egypt, that I may dwell in their midst. I am Yahweh their Elohim. Chapter 30. And you shall make an altar, a place for burning incense, you shall make it of acacia wood. It shall be a cubit in length and a cubit in width, it shall be square. And its height shall be 2 cubits, its horns are to be a part of itself. And you shall overlay it with pure gold, its top, and its walls all around, and its horns. And you shall make a wreath of gold for it all around. And you shall make 2 rings of gold for it under its wreath, you shall make its 2 corners on its 2 sides, and they shall be housings for poles, to lift them up by it. And you shall make the poles of acacia wood, and you shall overlay them with gold. And you shall put it before the veil which is beside the ark of the testimony, in front of the mercy seat which is over the testimony, there where I meet you. And Aaron shall burn incense of perfume on it morning by morning, when he dresses the lamps he shall burn it. And when Aaron sets up the lamps between the evenings he shall burn it, a perpetual incense before the face of Yahweh for your generations. You shall not offer up strange incense on it, and burnt offering and food offering, and you shall not pour out a drink offering, to go up on it. And Aaron shall make atonement on its horns once in a year, from the blood of the sin offering of the atonement once in the year he shall make atonement on it for your generations, it is most holy to Yahweh. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, When you lift up the head of the sons of Israel, of those numbered, each one shall give the ransom of his soul to Yahweh when numbering them, and there shall not be a plague among them when numbering them. They shall give this, everyone passing over to those numbered, half a shekel, by the shekel of the sanctuary, 20 gerahs being a shekel, half a shekel as an offering to Yahweh. Everyone passing over to those numbered, from a son of 20 years and upward, shall give the offering of Yahweh. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel, to give the offering of Yahweh, to make atonement for your souls. And you shall take the silver of atonement from the sons of Israel, and you shall give it to the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and it shall be for the sons of Israel for remembrance before the face of Yahweh, to make atonement for your souls. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, And you shall make a copper laver for washing, and its base copper. And you shall put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and you shall put water there. And Aaron and his sons shall wash from it, their hands and their feet. As they go into the tabernacle of the congregation they shall wash with water, and shall not die, or as they draw near to the altar to minister, to burn a fire offering to Yahweh. And they shall wash their hands and their feet, and shall not die. And it shall be a never-ending statute to them, to him and to his seed for their generations. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, And you take spices for yourself, the best, 500 of pure myrrh, and its half of spicy cinnamon, 250 shekels, and 250 of aromatic calamus. And 500 of cassia, by the shekel of the sanctuary, and a hin of olive oil. And you shall make it an oil of holy anointing, ointment compound, the work of a perfumer, an oil of holy anointing it shall be. And you shall anoint with it the tabernacle of the congregation and the ark of the testimony, and the table and all its vessels and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering, and all its vessels, and the laver and its base. And you shall sanctify them, and they shall become most holy, everything touching them shall become holy. And you shall anoint Aaron and his sons, and you shall consecrate them to minister as priests to me. And you shall speak to the sons of Israel, saying, This shall be a holy anointing oil for me for your generations. It shall not be poured on the flesh of man, and you shall not make any like it in its proportion, it is holy. It shall be holy to you. If a man prepares any like it, or who gives from it to a stranger, he shall be cut off from his people. And Yahweh said to Moses, Take perfumes for yourself, spices, stacte, and onycha, and galbanum, spices, and pure frankincense, a part shall be for a part. And you shall make it incense, an ointment, a work of a perfumer, salted, pure and holy. And you shall grind some of it fine, and put some of it in front of the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, where I meet you. It shall be most holy to you. And the incense which you make, in its proportion, you shall not make for yourselves, it shall be holy to you for Yahweh. If a man makes any like it, to smell of it, he shall be cut off from his people. Chapter 31. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Behold, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, to the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the spirit of Elohim in wisdom, and in intelligence, and in knowledge, and in all workmanship. To devise designs, to work in gold and in silver and in copper. And in cutting of stones for finishings, and in carving of wood, to work in all workmanship. And behold, I have given with him Aholiab the son of Ahizamak of the tribe of Dan, and in the heart of every wise-hearted one I have given wisdom, and they shall make all which I have commanded you. The tabernacle of the congregation, and the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat which is going up over it, and all the vessels of the tabernacle. And the table and its vessels, and the pure menorah and all its vessels, and the altar of incense. And the altar of burnt offering and all its vessels, and the laver and its base. And the woven garments, and the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons, to minister as priests. And the oil of anointing, and the incense of perfumes for the sanctuary, according to all which I have commanded you, they shall do. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, And you speak to the sons of Israel, charging them, Only my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you for your generation, to know that I am Yahweh your sanctifier. And you shall keep the Sabbath, for it is holy for you, the profaners of it shall surely be executed, for everyone doing work in it, that soul shall be cut off from the midst of his people. Work may be done 6 days, and on the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, holy to Yahweh, everyone doing work on the Sabbath day surely shall be put to death. And the sons of Israel shall guard the Sabbath, to observe and do the Sabbath for their generations, it is a never-ending covenant. It is a sign forever between me and the sons of Israel, for in 6 days Yahweh made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And when he finished speaking with him on Mount Sinai, he gave to Moses the 2 tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone, written by the finger of Elohim. Chapter 32. And the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain. And the people gathered to Aaron. And they said to him, Rise up, make for us gods who may go before our face. As for this Moses, the man who brought us up from the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. And Aaron said to them, Break off the rings of gold which are in the ears of your wives, your sons and your daughters, and bring them to me. And all the people broke off the rings of gold in their ears, and they brought to Aaron. And he took them from their hand and formed it with an engraving tool. And he made it a casted calf. And they said, These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. And Aaron saw, and he built an altar before it. And Aaron called and said, A feast to Yahweh tomorrow. And they rose early on the morrow, and they offered burnt offerings and brought near peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to make merry. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, Come, go down, for your people whom you caused to go up from Egypt are corrupted. They have quickly turned off from the way which I commanded them, they have made for themselves a casted calf and have bowed to it, and have sacrificed to it. And they have said, These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. And Yahweh said to Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. And now leave me alone that my anger may glow against them, that I may consume them. And I will make you a great nation. And Moses prayed before the face of Yahweh his Elohim, and he said, Why, O Yahweh, does your anger glow against your people whom you caused to go up from the land of Egypt with great power, and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, "For evil he has caused them to go up, to kill them in the mountains, and to consume them on the face of the earth"? Turn from your fierce anger and be moved to pity as to the evil to your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants to whom you swore by yourself, and you spoke to them, "I will multiply your seed like the stars of the heavens, and all this land which I have said, I will give to your seed. And they shall possess it forever." And Yahweh was moved to pity concerning the evil which he had spoken to do to his people. And Moses turned and went down from the mountain, the two tablets of the testimony in his hand, tablets written on their two sides, on this and on that side they were written. And the tablets were the work of Elohim, and the writing was the writing of Elohim, it was engraved on the tablets. And Yahoshua heard the voice of the people in their shouting. And he said to Moses, "A sound of war in the camp." And he said, "It is not a sound of a cry of might, nor a sound of a cry of defeat, I am hearing the sound of singing." And it happened, as he came near to the camp and saw the calf and dances, the anger of Moses glowed. And he threw the tablets from his hands, and he broke them below the mountain. And he took the calf which they had made and burned it with fire and ground it until it was fine, then he scattered it on the face of the water. And he made the sons of Israel to drink it. And Moses said to Aaron, "What has this people done to you that you have made to come on them a great sin?" And Aaron said, "Let not the anger of my Lord glow. You know the people that it is in evil." And they said to me, "Make for us gods who may go before us, as for Moses, the man who caused us to go up from the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." And I said to them, "Whoever has gold, let them break off." And they gave to me, and I cast it into the fire, and this calf came out. And Moses saw the people, that they were naked, for Aaron had let them naked for scornful shaming among their enemies. And Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Who is for Yahweh? Come to me." And all the sons of Levi assembled to him. And he said to them, "So says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel," each one put his sword on his thigh, pass to and fro from gate to gate in the camp, and each one kill his brother, and each one his neighbor, and each one his kindred. And the sons of Levi did according to the word of Moses. And about 3,000 men of the people fell on that day. And Moses said, "Fill your hand today for Yahweh, since each one has been against his son and against his brother, and in order to give you a blessing today." And it happened on the morrow, Moses said to the people, "You have sinned a great sin. And now I will go up to Yahweh, perhaps I can make atonement for your sin." And Moses went back to Yahweh and said, "Oh, this people has sinned a great sin, and they have made for themselves gods of gold. And now if you will, lift up their sin. And if not, I pray, blot me out from your book which you have written." And Yahweh said to Moses, "Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him from my book. And now go, lead the people to that place which I have spoken to you. Behold, my messenger shall go before your face. And in the day of my visitation I will visit their sin on them." And Yahweh plagued the people because they made the calf, which Aaron made. Chapter 33. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, "Come, go up from this place, you and the people whom you have caused to go up out from the land of Egypt, to the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it to your seed. And I will send a messenger before your face, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, to a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up among you, for you are a stiff-necked people, lest I consume you in the way." And the people heard this evil word, and they mourned, and did not put any ornaments on themselves. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Say to the sons of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people, in one instant I will go up among you and I will consume you. And now lay off from you your ornaments, that I may know what I shall do to you." And the sons of Israel pulled off their ornaments, from Mount Horeb. And Moses took the tent and pitched it outside the camp, far off from the camp. And he called it the Tabernacle of the Congregation. And it happened that everyone seeking Yahweh went to the Tabernacle of the Congregation which was outside the camp. And it happened as Moses went to the Tabernacle, the people all rose and stood, each one at the door of his tent. And they looked after Moses until he had gone into the Tabernacle. And it happened as Moses went into the Tabernacle, the pillar of cloud would come down and stand at the door of the tabernacle. And he spoke with Moses. And all the people would see the pillar of the cloud standing at the door of the tabernacle. And all the people rose and bowed themselves, each one at the door of his tent. And Yahweh would speak to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. And he would return to the camp. And his attendant, Yahoshua the son of Nun, a young man, did not leave the middle of the tabernacle. And Moses said to Yahweh, "Behold, you are saying to me, 'Cause this people to go up.' And you have not told me whom you will send with me. And yet you have said, 'I know you by name,' and also you have found favor in my eyes. And now, if I have found favor in your eyes, please make me see your ways, and let me know you, so that I may find favor in your eyes, and consider that this nation is your people." And he said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And they said to him, "If your presence does not go, do not cause us to go up from here. And now by what can it be known that I and your people have found favor in your eyes? Is it not in your going with us? And we are distinguished, I and your people, from all the nations which are on the face of the earth." And Yahweh said to Moses, "This thing which you have spoken I will do. For you have found favor in my eyes, and I know you by name." And he said, "I pray, let me see your glory." And he said, "I will cause all my goodness to pass before your face. And I will call out the name of Yahweh before your face. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy." And he said, "You are not able to see my face, for no man can see me and live." And Yahweh said, "Behold, a place by me. And you shall stand on a rock. And as my glory is passing, it will be that I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover my hand over you during my passing. And I will remove my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face cannot be seen." Chapter 34. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Cut out for yourself two tablets of stone, like the former. And I will write on the tablets the words which were on the former tablet, which you broke. And be prepared in the morning, and go up in the morning to Mount Sinai. And place yourself there by me, on the top of the mountain. And a man shall not go up with you. And also let no man be seen on all the mountain. Also do not allow the flocks and the herds to feed before that mountain." And he cut out two tablets of stone like the former. And Moses rose early in the morning and went up into Mount Sinai, as Yahweh had commanded him. And he took in his hand the two tablets of stone. And Yahweh came down in the cloud. And he placed himself there with him, and he called on the name of Yahweh. And Yahweh passed by before his face and called out, "Yahweh, Yahweh Elohim, merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and great in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and not leaving entirely unpunished, visiting the iniquity of fathers on sons, and on sons of sons, to the third and to the fourth generation." And Moses hurried and bowed to the earth and worshipped. And he said, "If now I have found favor in your eyes, O Yahweh, please let my Adonai go in our midst, for it is a stiff-necked people, and you forgive our iniquity and our sin, and take us as a possession." And he said, "Behold, I am cutting a covenant, I will do wonderful things before all your people which not have been done in all the earth, and among all nations. And all the people in whose midst you are shall see the work of Yahweh, for that which I am about to do is awesome. Take heed for yourself what I am commanding you today. Behold, I am about to drive out from before your face the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to yourself, that you not cut a covenant with the people of the land to which you are going in, that it not be a snare in your midst. But you shall cut down their altars, break their pillars, and you shall cut off their Asherahs. For you shall not bow to another Elohim, for Yahweh whose name is Jealous, he is a jealous Elohim. That you not cut a covenant with the people of the land, and they fornicate with their Elohims, and they call to you, and you eat from his sacrifice. And you take from their daughters for your sons, and their daughters fornicate with their Elohims, and they lead your sons to fornicate with their Elohims. You shall not make for yourself casted Elohims. You shall keep the feast of unleavened, 7 days you shall eat unleavened things, which I commanded you, at the time appointed, the month of Abib. For in the month of Abib you went out from Egypt. Every one opening the womb is mine, and all your male livestock, a firstling of ox or sheep, and a firstling of a donkey, you shall redeem with a lamb. And if you do not redeem, you shall break its neck. You shall redeem every firstborn of your sons, and they shall not be seen before my face empty. You may work 6 days, and on the seventh day you shall rest. In plowing time and in harvest you shall rest. And you shall observe a feast of weeks for yourself, the first fruits of the harvest of wheat, also the feast of ingathering after the turn of the year. 3 times in the year every male of yours shall be seen before the face of Adonai Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel. For I will expel nations from before your face and will make broad your territory, and no one shall covet your land, as you go up to appear before Yahweh your Elohim 3 times in the year. You shall not slaughter the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, nor shall the sacrifice of the Passover feast pass the night until morning. You shall bring the first of the firstfruits of your ground to the house of Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not boil a kid in the milk of its mother. And Yahweh said to Moses, write these words for yourself, for on the mouth of these words I will cut a covenant with you and with Israel. And he was there with Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights, he did not eat bread and he did not drink water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the 10 words. And it happened as Moses was going down from Mount Sinai, the 2 tablets of the testimony being in Moses' hand as he went down from the mountain, Moses did not know that the skin of his face had become shiny through his speaking with him. And Aaron and all the sons of Israel saw Moses. And behold, the skin of his face shone. And they were afraid to draw near to him. And Moses called to them. And Aaron and all the leaders among the congregation turned back to him. And Moses spoke to them. And afterwards all the sons of Israel drew near. And he commanded them all, that which Yahweh had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And Moses finished speaking with them, and he put a veil on his face. And as Moses came in before Yahweh to speak with him, he took off the veil until he went out. And he would go out and speak to the sons of Israel that which he was commanded. And the sons of Israel would see the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses would put back the veil on his face until he went in to speak with him. Chapter 35. And Moses assembled all the congregation of the sons of Israel and said to them, these are the words which Yahweh has commanded, to do them. Work may be done 6 days, and on the seventh day it shall be holy to you, a Sabbath of rest to Yahweh, everyone doing work in it surely shall die. You shall not kindle a fire in all your dwellings on the day of the Sabbath. And Moses said to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, this is the thing which Yahweh commanded, saying, take from among you an offering to Yahweh. Everyone willing of heart shall bring it, the offering of Yahweh. Gold and silver and copper, and blue, and purple, and crimson, and bleached linen, and goat's hair. And ram skins dyed red, and tahash skins, and acacia wood. And oil for the light, and spices for the oil of anointing, and for the incense of perfumes. And onyx stones, and stones of settings, for the ephod and for the breast pocket. And every wise-hearted one among you, let them come and make all which Yahweh has commanded. The tabernacle, its tent, and its cover, its hooks, its boards, its bars, its pillars, and its sockets. The ark, and its poles, the mercy seat and the veil of the covering, the table and its poles, and all its vessels, and the bread of the presence. And the menorah of the light, and its vessels, and its lamps, and the oil of the light. And the incense altar and its poles, and the oil of anointing, and the incense of perfumes, and the screen of the door, at the door of the tabernacle. The altar of burnt offering, and its copper grating, its poles, and all its vessels, the laver and its base. The screens of the court, its pillars, and its sockets, and the screen for the gate of the court. The pins of the tabernacle, and the pins of the court, and their cords. The woven garments to minister in the sanctuary, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments for his sons, to minister as priests. And all the congregation of the sons of Israel went out from Moses. And they came, every one whose heart was lifted up, and every one whose spirit made him willing. They brought the offering of Yahweh for the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all its service, and for the holy garments. And the men came in together with the women, everyone willing of heart. They brought in bracelets, and nose rings, and rings, and ornaments, every gold article, and everyone who waved a wave offering of gold to Yahweh. And everyone with whom blue was found, and purple, and crimson, and bleached linen, and goat's hair, and ram skins dyed red, and tahash skins, they brought. Everyone rising up with an offering of silver and copper, they brought the offering of Yahweh, and everyone with whom was found acacia wood for any work of the service, they brought. And every wise-hearted woman spun with her hands, and they brought spun yarn, blue, and purple, and crimson and bleached linen. And all the women whose hearts were lifted up in wisdom spun the goat's hair. And the leaders brought the onyx stones, and stones for the setting, for the ephod and for the breast pocket. And the spice, and the oil for the light, and for the anointing oil, and for the incense of the perfumes. And every man and woman whose hearts made them willing to bring for all the work which Yahweh commanded to be done by the hand of Moses, the sons of Israel brought a willing offering to Yahweh. And Moses said to the sons of Israel, Behold! Yahweh has called by name Bezalel the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the spirit of Elohim, in wisdom, in intelligence, and in knowledge, and in all workmanship. And to devise designs, to work in gold, and in silver, and in copper. And in cuttings of stones for finishings, and in carving of wood, to work in all workmanship of design. And he has put in his heart to teach, he and Aholiab the son of Ahizamak, of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with wisdom of heart, to do every work of a smith, and an artisan, and an embroiderer in blue, and in purple, and in crimson, and in bleached linen, and a weaver, doers of every work and devisers of designs. Chapter 36. And Bezalel and Aholiab shall work with everyone wise of heart to whom Yahweh has given wisdom and intelligence, to know how to do every work of the service of the sanctuary, concerning all which Yahweh had commanded. And Moses called to Bezalel, and to Aholiab, and to everyone wise of heart, to whom Yahweh had given a heart of wisdom, everyone whose heart had lifted him up to come near the work, to do it. And they took every offering before Moses which the sons of Israel had brought for the work of the service in the holy place, to do it. And they brought to him still more willing offerings morning by morning. And all the wise men came, those doing every kind of work for the sanctuary, each one from his work they were doing. And they spoke to Moses, saying, The people are bringing more than enough for the service of the work that Yahweh commanded, to do it. And Moses commanded, and they caused it to be voiced in the camp, saying, Let neither man nor woman make any more offering for the sanctuary, and the people were held back from bringing. And their property was sufficient for all the work, to do it, and it was too much. And every wise-hearted one among the doers of the work of the tabernacle made 10 curtains, twined, bleached linen, and blue, and purple, and crimson, he made them with cherubs, the work of an artisan. The length of one curtain was 28 by the cubit, and the width was 4 by the cubit, the one curtain was the same measure for all the curtains. And he joined 5 curtains one to another, and he joined 5 curtains one to another. And he made loops of blue on the edge of the one curtain, from the end to the juncture, so he did at the edge of the last curtain at the second juncture. He made 50 loops on one curtain, and he made 50 loops on the end of the curtain which was at the second juncture, the loops corresponded, one with another. And he made 50 hooks of gold, and he joined the curtains by the hooks, one to another. And the tabernacle became one. And he made curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle, he made them 11 curtains. The length of the one curtain was 30 by the cubit, and 4 cubits the width of the one curtain, one measure to the 11 curtains. And he joined the 5 curtains separately, and the 6 curtains separately. And he made 50 loops on the edge of the last curtain at the juncture, and he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that joined the second. And he made 50 copper hooks to join the tent, to unite it in one. And he made a cover for the tent of ram skins dyed red, and a cover of tahash skins from above. And he made the boards for the tabernacle, standing planks of acacia wood. The length of the board was 10 cubits, and a cubit and a half was the width of the one board. The one board was connected by 2 pins, one to another, so he did to all the boards of the tabernacle. And he made the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side southward. And he made 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under the one board for its 2 pins. And for the second side of the tabernacle, to the north side, he made 20 boards. And there 40 silver sockets, 2 sockets under the one board, and 2 sockets under the other board. And he made 6 boards for the sides of the tabernacle westward. And he made 2 boards for the corners of the tabernacle, in the sides. And they were double from below, and in like manner they were complete to its top, to the first ring. So he did to both of them, for the 2 corners. And there were 8 boards, and their silver sockets, 16 sockets, 2 sockets and 2 sockets under the one board. And he made bars of acacia wood, 5 to the boards of the second side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars to the boards of the sides of the tabernacle westward. And he made the middle bar to go through the middle of the boards, from end to end. And he overlaid the boards with gold. And he made the rings gold, housing for the poles, and he overlaid the bars with gold. And he made a veil of blue, and purple, and crimson, and twined, bleached linen. He made it the work of an artisan, with cherubs. And he made 4 pillars of acacia for it. And he overlaid them with gold, their hooks gold, and he cast 4 sockets of silver for them. And he made a screen for the door of the tabernacle, blue, and purple, and crimson, and twined, bleached linen, the work of an embroiderer. And its 5 pillars, and their hooks, and they overlaid their tops and their bands with gold, and their 5 sockets copper. Chapter 37. And Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood, 2 cubits and a half long, and a cubit and a half wide, and a cubit and a half high. And he overlaid it with pure gold, inside and outside. And he made for it a wreath of gold all around. And he cast 4 rings of gold for it, on its 4 feet, 2 rings on its one side and 2 rings on its second side. And he made poles of acacia wood, and he overlaid them with gold. And he put the poles into the rings, on the sides of the ark, to carry the ark. And he made a mercy seat of pure gold, 2 cubits and a half long, and a cubit and a half wide. And he made 2 cherubs of gold, he made them of beaten work, from the 2 ends of the mercy seat. 1 cherub here at one end, and 1 cherub here at the other end. He made the cherubs from the mercy seat, from its 2 ends. And the cherubs were spreading out wings above, covering the mercy seat with their wings, their faces each toward the other, the faces of the cherubs were toward the mercy seat. And he made the table of planks of acacia, 2 cubits long, and a cubit wide, and a cubit and a half high. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and he made for it a wreath of gold all around. And he made for it a border of a hand's breadth all around. And he made a wreath of gold for its border all around. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold, and he put the rings on the 4 corners, which were to its 4 feet. The rings were near the border, the housings for the poles, to carry the table. And he made the poles of acacia wood, and he overlaid them with gold, to lift up the table. And he made the vessels which were on the table, its platters and its bowls, and its sacrificial cups, and its pitchers by which a drink offering is made, with pure gold. And he made the menorah of pure gold, he made the menorah of beaten work, its side, and its branch, its calyxes, its knobs and its blossoms were from it. And 6 branches went out from its sides, 3 branches of the menorah from one side, and 3 branches of the menorah from its second side. 3 almond-like bowls were on the one branch, with knob and blossom, and 3 almond-like bowls on the one branch, with knob and blossom, so for the 6 branches, those going out from the menorah. And on the menorah were 4 almond-like bowls, its knobs and its blossoms. And a knob was under 2 branches of it, to the 6 branches, those going out from it. The knobs and the branches of it were 1 beaten work of pure gold. And he made it 7 lamps and its snuffers and its pans of pure gold. He made it and all its vessels from a talent of pure gold. And he made the altar of incense of acacia wood, its length a cubit, and its width a cubit, square. And its height was 2 cubits, its horns were of it. And he overlaid it with pure gold, its top and its sides and its horns all around. And he made for it a wreath of gold all around. And he made for it 2 rings of gold, from beneath its wreath, on its two corners, on its two sides, for housings for poles, to lift it. And he made its poles of acacia wood, and he overlaid them with gold. And he made the holy oil of anointing, and the pure incense of fragrant spices, the work of a perfumer. Chapter 38. And he made the altar of the burnt offering of acacia wood, 5 cubits its length and 5 cubits its width, square, and its height was 3 cubits. And he made its horns on its 4 corners, its horns were of it. And he overlaid it with copper. And he made all the vessels of the altar, the pots and the shovels and the sacrificial bowls, the flesh hooks and the fire pans. He made all its vessels of copper. And he made a network of copper grating for the altar, from below under its ledge, as far as its middle. And he cast 4 rings in its 4 ends to the copper grating, housings for the poles. And he made the poles of acacia wood, and he overlaid them with copper. And he put the poles into the rings on the sides of the altar, to lift it with them. He made it hollow with planks. And he made the laver copper, and its base copper, from the mirrors of the serving women, those assembling, who served at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he made the court. To the side of the Negev, to the south, the curtains of the court were twined bleached linen, 100 by the cubit. Their pillars were 20 and their sockets 20, of copper. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were silver. And for the north side, 100 by the cubit, their pillars were 20 and their sockets 20, of copper. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were silver. And for the west side, curtains of 50 cubits, their pillars 10 and their sockets 10, the hooks of the pillars and her bands were silver. And for the east side eastward 50 cubits, curtains of 15 cubits to the side, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. And for the second side on this side and on that side to the opening of the court, curtains of 15 cubits, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. All the curtains of the court all around were twined bleached linen. And the sockets for the pillars were copper, the hooks of the pillars and their bands of silver. And the overlaying of their capitals were silver, and all the pillars of the court were banded with silver. And the screen of the opening of the court was an embroiderer's work, blue and purple and crimson, and bleached twined linen, and 20 cubits long, and the height was 5 cubits in width, the curtains of the court joining. And their pillars were 4, and their sockets 4, of copper, their hooks silver, and the overlaying of their capitals and their bands were silver. And all the pins for the tabernacle and for the court all around were copper. These are the numbered things of the tabernacle of the testimony, which were numbered at Moses' command for the service of the Levites in the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. And Bezalel the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made all that Yahweh commanded Moses. And with him Aholiab the son of Ahizamak, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver and a craftsman, and an embroiderer in blue and in purple and in crimson and in bleached linen. All the gold used was for the work, in all the work of the sanctuary, and it was the gold of the wave offering, 29 talents and 730 shekels, by the shekel of the sanctuary. And the silver of the numbered ones of the assembly was 100 talents, and 1775 shekels, by the shekel of the sanctuary. A becca for a head, 0.5 shekel, by the shekel of the holy place, for everyone passing over to those numbered, from a son of 20 years and upward, for 603,550 persons. And the 100 talents of the silver were for casting the sockets of the sanctuary, and for the sockets of the veil, 100 sockets for 100 talents, 1 talent for a socket. And the 1,775 shekels he made into hooks for the pillars, and he overlaid their capitals and joined them. And the copper of the wave offering was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. And he made with it the sockets of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the copper altar and its copper grating, and all the vessels of the altar. And the sockets of the court all around, and the sockets of the opening of the court, and all the pins of the tabernacle, and all of the pins of the court all around were copper. Chapter 39. And from the blue and the purple and the crimson they made woven garments for serving in the sanctuary. And they made the holy garments which were for Aaron, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And he made the ephod of gold, blue, and purple, and crimson, and twined bleached linen. And they beat out sheets of gold, and cut threads to work into the midst of the blue, and into the midst of the purple, and into the midst of the crimson, and into the midst of the bleached linen, the work of an artisan. They made shoulder pieces for it, joined together, it was joined on its two ends. And its fastening band was on it. It was of it, like its work, gold, blue, and purple, and crimson, and twined bleached linen, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And they made stones of onyx set in plated work of gold, engraved with engravings of a signet, according to the names of the sons of Israel. And he put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod, memorial stones for the sons of Israel, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And he made the breast pocket, a work of an artisan, like the work of the ephod, gold, blue, purple, and crimson, and twined bleached linen, it was square. They made the breast pocket double, its length a span and its width a span, doubled. And they set it in four rows of stones, one row, the first row, a ruby, a topaz and a carbuncle. The second row, a turquoise, a sapphire and a jasper. And the third row, a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a chrysolite, an onyx, and a jasper, these set in their settings, plated work of gold. And the stones were according to the names of the sons of Israel, they were 12 according to their names, the engravings of a signet, each according to his name, for the 12 tribes. And they made cords of chains on the breast pocket, a work of pure gold cords. And they made two gold platings and two golden rings, and they put the two rings on the two ends of the breast pocket. And they put the two golden cords on the two rings, on the ends of the breast pocket. And they put the two ends of the two cords on the two platings. And they put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod, on the front of its face. And they made two rings of gold, and they put them on the two ends of the breast pocket, on its edge, on the inward side of the ephod. And they made two rings of gold, and they put them on the two shoulder pieces of the ephod from beneath, on the front of its face, near its joining, from above to the band of the ephod. And they fastened the breast pocket from its rings to the rings of the ephod with a blue ribbon, to be on the ephod band, that the breast pocket not move itself from the ephod, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And he made the robe of the ephod, skilled work, all of blue. And the mouth of the robe in its middle was like the mouth of a corslet, the edge of its mouth all around, that it might not be torn. And they made on the hems of the robe pomegranates of blue, and purple, and crimson, bleached, twined linen. And they made bells of pure gold, and they put the bells in the midst of the pomegranates, all around on the hem of the robe, all around, among the pomegranates. A bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate on the hem of the robe all around for ministering, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And they made the tunics of bleached linen, skilled work, for Aaron and for his sons. Also the mitre was of bleached linen, and the turban of the caps of bleached linen, and the breeches of bleached, twined linen. And the girdle was of twined bleached linen, and blue, and purple, and crimson, the work of an embroiderer, even as Yahweh commanded Moses. And they made the plate of the holy crown of pure gold, and they wrote on it the writing of the engravings of a signet, Holiness to Yahweh. And they put a blue ribbon on it, to fasten it on the mitre from above, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And all the work of the tabernacle of the congregation was finished. And the sons of Israel did according to all which Yahweh commanded Moses, so they did. And they brought the tabernacle to Moses, the tent and all its vessels, its hooks, its boards, its bars, and its pillars, and its sockets. And the cover of ram skins dyed red, and the cover of tachash skins, and the veil of the covering. The ark of the testimony, and its poles, and the mercy seat. The table and all its vessels, and the bread of the presence. The pure menorah, its lamps, the lamps of arrangement and all its vessels, and the oil of the light. And the altar of gold, and the oil of anointing, and the incense of fragrant spices, and the screen of the door of the tabernacle. The copper altar and copper grating which was to it, its poles and all its vessels, the laver and its base. The screen of the court, its pillars and its sockets, and the screen for the opening of the court, its cords and its pins, and all the vessels of the service of the tabernacle for the tabernacle of the congregation. The woven garments for serving in the sanctuary, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons for serving as priests. According to all which Yahweh commanded Moses, so did the sons of Israel, all the work. And Moses saw all the work. And behold, they had done it, as Yahweh commanded Moses, so they had done. And Moses blessed them. Chapter 40. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, On the first day of the month, on the first of the month, you shall raise up the tent of the tabernacle of the congregation. And you shall put there the ark of testimony. And you shall cover the ark with the veil. And you shall bring in the table and set in order its arrangement. And you shall bring in the menorah and set up its lamps. And you shall put the altar of gold for incense before the ark of testimony. And you shall set up the screen of the door of the tabernacle. And you shall set up the altar of burnt offerings before the door of the tent of the tabernacle of the congregation. And you shall put the laver between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. And you shall put water there. And you shall set up the court all around. And you shall place the screen of the opening of the court. And you shall take the oil of anointing, and you shall anoint the tabernacle and all that is in it. And you shall sanctify it and all its vessels. And it shall become holy. And you shall anoint the altar of burnt offering and all its vessels. And you shall sanctify it and the altar shall become most holy. And you shall anoint the laver and its base, and you shall sanctify it. And you shall cause to draw near Aaron and his sons to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And you shall wash them with water. And you shall clothe Aaron with the holy garments. And you shall anoint him and sanctify him. And he shall serve as priest to me. And you shall cause his sons to draw near. And you shall clothe them with tunics. And you shall anoint them as you anointed their father. And they shall serve as priests to me. And their anointing shall be for an everlasting priesthood for their generations. And Moses did so, according to all that Yahweh commanded him, so he did. And it happened in the first month, in the second year, on the first of the month, the tabernacle was raised up. And Moses raised up the tabernacle, and he gave its sockets, and he set up its boards, and he gave its bars, and he raised up its pillars. And he spread out the tent over the tabernacle. And he put the cover of the tent over it from above, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And he took and gave the testimony into the ark. And he put the poles on the ark. And he gave the mercy seat on the ark from above. And he caused the ark to go in into the tabernacle. And he placed the veil of the covering, and he covered over the ark of testimony, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And he gave the table into the tabernacle of the congregation, on the side of the tabernacle, northward outside the veil. And he set the bread in order on it before the face of Yahweh, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And he put the menorah in the tabernacle of the congregation, opposite the table, on the side of the tabernacle southward. And he set up the lamps before Yahweh, as Yahweh had commanded Moses. And he set up the altar of gold in the tabernacle of the congregation, before the veil. And he burned on it incense of fragrant spices, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And he set up the screen of the door to the tabernacle. And he put the altar of burnt offering at the door of the tent of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he offered up on it the burnt offering and the food offering, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And he put the laver between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. And he gave their water for washing. And from it Moses and Aaron and his sons washed their hands and their feet. As they came into the tabernacle of the congregation, and as they drew near to the altar, they would wash, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And he raised up the court all around the tabernacle and the altar. And he gave the screen of the opening of the court. And Moses finished the work. And the cloud covered the tabernacle of the congregation, and the glory of Yahweh filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to come into the tabernacle of the congregation because the cloud dwelt on it. And the glory of Yahweh filled the tabernacle. And as the cloud went up from the tabernacle, the sons of Israel pulled up stakes in all their travels. And if the cloud did not go up, then they did not pull up stakes until the day it went up. For the cloud of Yahweh was on the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, before the eyes of all the house of Israel in all their pulling up of stakes.